Log Talk Radio.
Much love to the B-Low Buffalo family up there. Much love to all everybody. Peace, peace, and so much peace I want to give to y'all today. So we're going to kick it hardcore as we always do. This is the Helios Biblios Hour. That means the sun is going to get hot up in here on this talk show. If you are not ready for the facts, get the hell off. Go on to the dumb shows. You're going to do that? That's fine. And all you who are in the threads that I have no idea, it just delete the number and then just say goodbye. That's it. Just delete the number. Say, let me delete just the main number, delete. You never have that problem. Or block it. These are simple things because you're about to go into 2024, into the cosmos, baby. This is the Happy New Year special. This is the program. This is the place to be before you get it on today. You all, even if you don't know, You have all worshiped Baal. Everybody on this line, even if you don't think you worshiped it. Oh my goodness. We're about to get deep. This is the year of the rise of Sirius Baal 2024. I'm going to start off with hardcore as always. Just so you know what they are planning. And this could all be beaten. Simply. Now, until your first clue, I'm going to be optimistic. Even though it's the death of the West, it is tales from the crypt. But it can all be eradicated with certain things. Now, here's one of the cookies right here. Oh, my goodness. If the internet remains relatively free, we might have a good time. I got that out of a good quote. I said, yeah, that makes sense. Because they ever mess with your Facebook or mess with you being able to be on the internet by having you have a universal income tattoo, which would declare you reasonably good to be on there. Right now, it's relatively free. Until that ever ends, then you know, prepare for the three horsemen on a global scale that have never been seen before. Now, if you see these clues, you already got a few already. I've been giving reports from all across the whole country. They've been chemtrailing the whole country. Pictures from everywhere. You can't even see the sun. The Buffalo is always cloudy, but it's there. And so what they're doing, and it's not hard to see this, they're using the big tactic called fear. That fear tactic is power of foe. Beyond normal. Powerful beyond normal. So it's the death of the West. But until the internet, now I'm going to show you a couple things. Reason why I call it Baal, because they put it right in your face. In the movie, Leaving Earth Behind, the names of the actors are Julia Roberts, Mahershala Ali, Ethan Hawke, and Mahershala. I said, now somebody sent it to me. He said, take a good look. I couldn't see it because it was small, but now I opened up. And each one of their names, each one. Roberts, her last part is B. End of Mahershala, his last part is A. Even if you put the first A in Ali, still A. Ethan Hawke, A. And then Mahershala, L. They played the game on you. They are preparing for the sacrifice of Baal. Those of you who don't know what it means, you will know what it means today. In Hebrew, Baal means owner or lord. Owner is the first clue. Owner, the first clue, or Lord. Every time you read that Bible, you're really saying Baal. It's really Lord. But they did some crafty change. I love it. It's got to be unbelievable. Although it could be used more generally, for example, Baal of wings or a winged creature. Was a winged creature. Y'all seen it? It was in the Exorcist movie. When he first went into Iraq. Y'all remember? And then they showed you in the Exorcist, in the Iraq war, what did they do? They robbed all of Babylon and took the booty. Now, let's get busy. I told you a long time ago, you worshiping this thing, because Baal was designed and was designated as the universal god of fertility. I mean, she a hermaphrodite. Remember I told y'all she was a hermit. How could she be the universal god of fertility? Now listen to this story. Just like the Lords of the Rings. And in the capacity, it went from his title was Prince Lord of the Earth. I said, And the Geretic text tells us other fertility aspects of Baal. Now, here's the part y'all don't like to talk about. I know that's because y'all have killed women. That's why she is going to attack us. Oh, yeah. Get ready. They didn't make the first robot a woman for nothing. Now, by the time this program ends, you'll be ready for the national championship tonight. So get ready. Now, the name of the god that he had to have, because you all leave this out, that's the gay hermaphrodite part. See, after they killed the woman, which means spiritual death, made her the enemy in the book called Babel. Babel, Babel, Babel. So his relationship was Aneth. That's A-N-A-T-H. Almost like math. And guess what this Aneth was? It was his consort, I mean his hoe, his pussy source. And his sister. That's it. Oh, here we go again. Now I've seen something the other day. Candace Owens, I want you to watch all ages. Some people say when I say age, they got mad. You could be an agent of change, agent provocateur, agent of, you know, whoever, your wife. You could be a double agent for your wife. You know, you could be a double agent for your husband. But whatever they send you to do secretly, that's the secret of why they call you an agent. You mix in. So the agent, his sister, Candace had a lady come on this TikTok thing talking about the Bibles. Remember I did a show on the Bibles, how God, Jesus was talking about kill the hoes and kill the this. And y'all need these scriptures out there. Right in your Bible. I named them off. Go look up the archives. She was looking crazy because she part of the royal bloodline. Queen Candace, she looks just like Queen Candace, don't she? She came out of obscurity. Go look her up. Kanye West brought her in. She was a photo shoot model for one of those Khazarian tabloids. Go look it up. Now, I don't care what you do with your body. It's your body. But don't come on there like somebody talking wrong when you ask these scriptures or why they in the Bible. Well, go ahead and look it up. We're going to go fast today and furious. Now, it gets even deeper. That's where Patel Sequel was talking about this 7-year cycle and up to 30. Y'all got all this numerology. Absolutely right. Because how would they know if this God was actually factually for real if this principle never worked? Baal was a bull. So all of Egypt worshiped Baal because it meant fertility, prosperity, everything. That's why Moses, alias Amun-Ra, that's why Moses didn't have no problem. Come on, he gonna smash the Ten Commandments on Baal. Ain't that strange to y'all? Just get the hands of God and smash it on Baal. That should be first thing you should ask your, you know, mind, analytical mind, a thinking mind, with blood not going into dimension, but with blood flowing properly, should be able to come to an equation. Like, that ain't sounding right. I just got the hands of God. I'm gonna smash it on a heifer. I'll tell you why. See, the bull calf and all of them, the heifer, they represent the 7-year cycle of fertility. So when you destroy your land without letting it rest on the 7th year, you will have famine. Now, they got all these guys here, Mark. Now, let me get deep into what we're going to do, because I'm going to show you everything I say ancient is happening right now. You worshiping all these guys, don't even know it. It's amazing. Unbelievable. I will prove it within the next 30 minutes before I bring in the dry bone. And it says, the female, now, it's his sister. And they had to be black. That's why I'm going to get y'all black folks. They had to be black. Had to be. Because it's all through that area. Circumcision of the vaginas, pussy mutilations, was all because of this. Then they called her Jezebel. That's the secret code name, Jezebel. Come on, man. It was a program called Jezebel. So after you destroy your land for 7 years, which y'all know we have done, because Bill Gates now owns most our land, and my black people, the Native American black people, gave over 6.6 million acres of land with the Queen of Soul on the cover of Ebony magazine. Thank you, CC. That's a good-ass Chocolate City thought right there. See, Black history should be even changed to reality with TV. show you what you've been believing and show you what actually happened. Now, I'm about to get even deeper because now y'all get into all the seven candlesticks. Now, look, and the Kwanzaa, all that was programmed. Moronga Karenga, Operation, what did I just say? Jezebel. Now, they even went further to give the cult legitimacy. The Phoenician cults, it's all over the place. But then when you get into a certain time frame, Yahweh come in. This is where it gets deep. Yahweh comes in. But he don't tell you who his hoe is. He got a cohort too. But y'all don't like talk about Yahweh cohort. Kind of wonder why people say, oh, you think you know it? No, I just go look up the obvious. I can only jerk my dick. But ain't nothing going to make it come into reality. Now we're going to get into the Twilight Zone, y'all. See, y'all thought this was a joke. See, this is what the Rise of Sirius and Baal is all about. They're going to hack you. They're going to hack us, Jesus. You're already in the bilateral stages of being hacked. That's already done. You have given your children over to Baal by giving them all AI equipment for Christmas. This is going to be fun. And every family is a participant. No, even my own. You cannot escape your own reality. Now, when I tell you they're going to do this, y'all going to get mad. But they're going to do this because you are already giving them the genetic code.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens. Because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms. Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud.
Now, I'm going to stop. Now, see, he gave you the symbol. See, y'all thinking the clouds in the heavens are fluffy things. He said, not the god up above some cloud, but the cloud. Think about what he just said, the cloud, not the one that you've been told to buy and buy, but the cloud, the one and only one that will be able to get data. And they gave you data through all your sci-fi movies, particularly Star Trek. Love it. Love it. Hey, have you ever noticed everybody, because I get so much intelligentsia, have you noticed that Star Force has not been talked about during the Biden administration at all? At all. Not once. Not even a mention of Star Force. Yet, Star Trek is what is at. Now, let's even go further now. I brought that on because, see, y'all not getting, maybe you are. Yes, they are. The dry bones got it. But those of you that are listening for the first time, you may not be getting this type of news. That's why we call the talk with facts matters. Even if you don't like the tone, the facts still matters. Even if you just refuse to believe the facts still matter. It does not bother any of us on this line to argue with you about a fact if you never looked up anything in your life other than You know what that is. Now, here how I know they're going to hack us, which they already haven't started. The process has already been implemented. It's in full phase. It's in warp speed, which is a dangerous word. Warp speed. I said, oh, shit. They had the trump, bloated memorial blown to the trumpets, the warning of the fall of Jericho. Now, how do I know? Here's what they told you in the news. Listen carefully, everybody. I just mentioned that the worship of all is Baal, Yahweh, all these gods are in condensation of each other. The reason why we picked a day, because the star of Sirius was at its highest. We go get the calendar from Patasika. Patasika, you had to come in here and give us some discounts. Because I don't even know if you sell as many as you was when you came on this show, but come on and let's get these, because this is what they said. During the time while y'all watch all this, they having talks, everybody. Do you know the government of Turkey, that's Islam, Turkey, the Ottoman Turks, their president is called Erdogan. That's Erdogan. He just said recently that Netanyahu was no more different than Hitler. Hitler, now, this is what the dog, now they're calling you anti-Semitic right over here. This is the president of the Ottoman Turks, Vladimir Palevel Bey. See, Vladimir Palevel was named Bey. His last name was Bey. They were the Ottoman Turks. Go look it up. And they came out of, you know where. But you've been disguising yourself pretty good, black people. You're doing good. That disguise, boy, that's amazing. But guess what? This is what they said. Now, nobody's upset. Farrakhan ain't no condemnation. You know why? Because the president of Turkey stole all the gold. Go look it up. And he on today, officially, is the start of BRICS. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, everybody joined. Ethiopia has joined for the bow and the blind of the Babylonian Empire called America. Now, this is what's going on. This is what he did. Now, here's more news. It says authorities in Gaza, late Tuesday, after receiving dozens of bodies from slain Palestinians from Israeli forces, they said they've been harvesting the organs of the Palestinians. Y'all go look it up. Think I'm making this up. I know you don't see it because you watch fake news. So you don't see it. Of course you don't see it. You think fake news is going to put that on, that they harvesting the body? They killed over 20,000 people. Boy, didn't I tell you they was going to eat the dead, eat the babies? We gave it to you, and you still love that particular philosophy. It's not a party. It's a philosophy. You think it's democratic. It's a philosophy because some of the Republicans got the same philosophy. What's your philosophy? The Philosopher's Stone. But here, let me give you some more so you can see that you're about to see something. All that's going on. Ukraine, same time frame. It's all under Sirius. Ukraine, after getting all this money, y'all, guess what they're about to declare right before your eyes? You sitting over here waiting to think you're going to get a pension and shit. Y'all are really going to go berserk like that movie said, with the Baal actors. Now, goes on to say that Ukraine warns that the pensions and salaries delays the country economy will go into survival mode without foreign aid. Now, you just got over $1 billion+ on a regular basis. And you say the pensions. And guess what they're doing? They bring them over here to get your pensions. All you on the line who gets, think you're going to get one. If you're getting one now, you better jump outside and say, woo, thank you, whatever. But you better think about that one. Oh, now they getting all this money. Then while they was doing it, Biden wants to ease marijuana restrictions. I said, oh my, ain't I told Chief Warhol, we would have got the land, y'all. We could have chipped. The hemp industry is going to be the savior for many of these people who are going to make it a pharmaceutical. Look at the new law. It's so many new laws because remember, Baal is owner and lord. And he got women, lots of them. They call them cohorts, sex workers, paid all through your Bibles. Jesus had them. Martha, Ruth, and all them elect, all them whores of Babylon. And this is what they're teaching this next generation of the whores of Babylon. It's all about your money game. Fellas, you about to get it. Look at the money game. They're going to hack your ass because most of you are going to be getting universal income real soon. They're going to give $100 per child in New York State. So you know the whores of Babylon are going to take all the money because every guy has a core heart. Listen to the new world order.
How much money should your man make a year?
8 figures.
8 figures?
Ideally.
Ideally, my husband needs to be making like $650,000.
Over $500,000. Over $500,000.
$500,000?
$2 million.
I say like $1 million.
I'm thinking about $1 million.
Say probably 6 figures minimum.
Okay,
yeah, definitely 6 figures. 6 figures.
I think 6 figures is definitely decent.
So if you're out there and you make $15 million or better,
is that bad?
Wow. So obviously all of these people are completely detached from reality and have no idea on how the world actually works, or even just how basic math works for that matter, since not only are they requiring high six-figure salaries as minimums to live off of, they are also demanding seven-figure salaries from men in order to consider dating them, as if $500,000 is just slumming it. And thus, this creates the question, what does it even mean when women say, I don't date broke men?
We shouldn't be dating that broke guy with all the sweet words.
Because I think it's selfish to be broke.
40K?
40K is a deal breaker.
That's a deal that's like, oh, absolutely not. No way. Under no circumstance.
No.
If you're broke when I meet you, you don't stand a chance. Because...
What's broke to you? What is defined broke?
You make less than double what I make.
So this is exactly the clown show we're dealing with. Now, I touched on this in a previous video where I said that broke these days doesn't even mean being in debt with no income. And this girl just literally said, being broke is making less than double what she makes. So if you zoom out of crazy land for a sec and take a look at some basic numbers from the United States Census, then we see that the median income for men in 2021 was around $61,000, and for women it was around $51,000. So by her definition, that means that every single guy making less than $102,000 a year is considered broke, which is well over the majority of men. However, most women think that making $100,000 is easy and that everybody is making this in their 20s.
I'm 20, so maybe a good 75K right now.
75K?
Yeah, right now. And then 25, it should be like 150. And then 25, it should be like 150.
How much do you think your guy should make?
He should be making the same amount as me.
Same amount as you?
Yeah, I've made 95K in the last month.
The last month, 95K? You think the guy...
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do?
I f*** underwear.
See guys, just sell your undies online and you'll be making 95k a month ASAP. I don't know why you broke guys aren't doing this. Anyways, back to reality, since the US Census actually cuts off at $200,000 because, you know, common sense, and because only around 11% of all US households make more than $200,000. So that's both men and women combined. Which just shows you how extremely delusional it is to expect a guy to make a minimum of $500,000 or even $1 million just to support you and your crazy spending habits, because ultimately, that's what it all boils down to.
To take you on vacation.
Offer you a credit card or give you a wage.
Buy you a nice gift.
A Pagani BC.
How much is that car?
I don't even know. Probably at least... like 1.5 mil for sure.
Oh my God.
At least.
Take you to nice hotels.
Something more realistic that I would get. Maybe like some sort of like F12 Ferrari.
Wait, hold up. Her realistic backup car is the Berlinetta F12 Ferrari, which starts at around...
Now, that's because you are under a delusional spell called rap music. And the Kardashians. Look at the name. Far out of the Kurds. That's where the Turkish... president, he killed the Kurds. Remember that war they called the Kurds and all that crap? Yeah. I'm sure you'll remember by the end of this program. But you see the mindset of the whores of Babylon and the new gods and AI? See, they want you to splurge. But where are you getting this money from? hoeing. Now, hoeing ain't bad if I am the God that's getting the money. That's the God concept. That's what Baal, all the gods, all of them had concubines. Every one. Find me one today. Call, get on the line. Get a get your best preacher on the line and tell me what God didn't have a concubine. See, that's why it's the talk with facts matters. Too bad we can't bet. Pretty soon we'll be able to bet on here because gambling is taking over everything. And all you who watched all these playoff games, y'all know, hey, thank you, brother. But D, Brother Eddie, Gematria Kings, y'all better do something. I want to give a shout-out to while I'm talking. 2024, I want y'all to give a special love to Sister Antoinette because she was holding it down and still is to be holding it down. We just need to get more love to her and make sure y'all understand people go through things like all of us. It is definitely a blessing if we can help everybody out with some love and simple appreciation for how she's been doing for this program. So I hope 2024 brings her back into us on a better basis. But until we get more word, you just keep us in her thoughts, your mind, and your spiritual prayers. Because we don't have some great shows and we want to continue to have them that she brought on. Her archives is unbelievable. Just got the Tuskegee Airmen. A cousin gave it to me. Special love out to you, Brother D. Out there, he gave me Tuskegee Airmen because he ex-military. This year's calendar, and I got the first one here. And I told him we had some people on there, Brother Fauntleroy and all them. But the first Tuskegee Airmen announcing will be Lieutenant Colonel Span Watson. Got the whole month. I'm going to do that as a memorial to all y'all who've been on through Antoinette's program. So that's, you got the, those who got the Tuskegee flag, calendar, I was best to get one. That is the first one for the month. What a history. Come back on the show and give that history to this man. And we're going to get deep into that. You know why? Because, see, that history, I'm about to open up the mics, that history was about, think about that, y'all, that history. Germany, these cats was protecting Hitler. And yet, Turkey, the Ottoman Turk Empire, just called my man Netanyahu a Hitler. And y'all ain't saying a word today. I got to tell you one more before I bring out everybody on this line. We tried to warn you. We did. We tried to warn you. And because I know most people's minds is stuck in television, which television tells you the truth along with some lies. That's why I said rightly divide the word of truth. It even says in your Bible, study to show thyself approved. So I ain't got no problem studying. If you do, that's on you. Ain't no harm if you don't want. That's a, hey, but so if with somebody studying and you accolade, you supposed to accolade your children to be academica or academics. Yet you don't like your own people around you to study because you want to say what? We know more than you. That's called ignorance and arrogance and narcissism. That is the key to all these social medias. You are high priest of narcissism. You are the Gnostics. Oh, yeah, we about to get deep. I told you, we ain't going to play with you. We ain't going to play with you. It's New Year. You better look at the numbers. Better look, turn on the Brother Eddie on Wednesday night. Brother Eddie, talk to me. We're going to still keep that going. We'll give you the keys. Oh, guess what? They're about to bring this back.
He has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Well, that's the question of the day.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Unless we gave them that ability.
So you say they're tampering with our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune system by the addition of something to our DNA?
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered?
I don't know that either.
Or why it's happening now?
What can we possibly do?
We need to act quickly.
You were right about that.
Well, I was wrong about the science. I was wrong about what's causing it. Dead wrong, in fact.
But it's clearly a widespread failure of our immune system.
through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine. It's what these men are calling the Spartan virus.
We have to figure this out. What's wrong with the science?
Okay. The Spartan virus removes the adenosine deaminase gene from your DNA. Removes the ADA gene and your immune system will simply vanish.
Yeah, but I'm not getting sick.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay. So how does it work? How does the virus remove the ADA gene?
A process called CRISPR-Cas9.
RNA and a protein cutting genes at exact location.
Exactly, but in this instance used as a weapon.
The ultimate weapon. The ability to depopulate the planet. To kill everyone but the chosen.
By tampering with their DNA.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine. A government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war. To create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
That is the X-Files. X-Files, the number one sci-fi show in America. But you forgot. We'll be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes, we'll open up the mics for all you across the dry bones of America.
Peter.
Up from the Indians, welcome to pilgrims, and to the buffaloes, who once ruled the plains, like the vultures, circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain, just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul. Lord knows from winter in America. The Constitution.
Whoa, I'm gonna stop on the Constitution. Let me go. Let me get the dry bones opened up to the airlines. Let's go with 0997. We got 9927. Hit the number one button if you want to rise above Sirius. Go ahead.
Yo, yo, man, what's up this morning, yo? Peace to y'all. Enjoy your new year here.
Man, good to have you with us. Go ahead. What you got to say to the people, man?
Yes, sir. Yes. Hey, man. Lately, man, I've been thinking about money, man. When I say thinking about money, I know sometimes we almost touch it, but we don't touch it. You know, we're using phony money. We got to come out the illusion, man, and start doing things the right way. We got to use the bank the right way. Now, I'm not trying to give a seminar on money, but my boy, he probably on here. My boy got me on this shit because, man, he made me start studying credit because I wouldn't take no credit. I'm 60. I'm about to be 68, man. I don't believe in credit, yo.
Right.
I never believed in it. Them old men told me to have some iron in my pocket, yo. Keep you some iron in your pocket. And I believe that right there.
Now, let me ask you.
As you see these boys distributing all this money all over the world, if the money was backed by gold and silver, they would have to send them 1 ton, 2 tons, 3 tons of silver, gold. They're not doing that. They just print this shit up out of thin air. It's magic money. It's magic money that they done made the money so terrible that the money compels other people to kill each other for worthless pieces of paper because they don't know the spell. Now, my job ain't to give up the spell. My job is to just make everybody aware and then everybody does what they have to do from that point on and go learn about this money that you're using us corrupting the whole. Look, the whole world is corrupted about this money that these people created out of nothing. They hide the gold and silver. They don't want you to touch that. They don't want you to see it. These people want to be on electric cars. I told my man this shit right here, too. Who you think they got digging the precious metals out of Africa to make all this shit for these cars? A bunch of little kids, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, Baal. Baal worship.
Some of them even 2 years old.
That's Baal worship, man. Think about it. Baal worship. I told
man,
you.
But
they say owner. Baal worship means owner and lord over you. And they, like, let's go with what you say. I'm going to stick with you for we're going to do some helios. You just said some deep stuff. Now, we did program. I mean, I don't know how y'all
most people, when they say electric cars, they don't understand if there's ever genocide. This is this is genocide. They're using kids for this right here.
That's
babies.
Right.
Some of the babies ain't going to make it to be 10 or 11 because they've been climbing down in them holes trying to get precious metals to make electric cars that don't make no sense.
Do they like mice going and boring out holes. Now, we've been hearing, me and you connect. That's why you're on this program. The connection there. You said that Brother Kwamion said they using the energy of our bodies as a resource, but then they gave us paper money, not backed by gold. Now let's go with this. Let's go with this thing because
and you
I gotta
remember
about
that everything that they do. If you start walking through in history, go to Bretton Woods. They first started coming off the gold standard with Bretton Woods. We're gonna have to move up a little bit further. Now we're going to have to move up to 1971 when Nixon supposedly temporarily suspended the gold standard. But this is what got Kennedy killed. Kennedy got killed because he was minting all gold and silver. He was going to put everything back the way it's supposed to be. If he would have did that, then he would have took the control from the world powers that be. See, they got to play this paper fiat game, this spell right here. When everybody realize, look, your money is based on full faith and credit, and you're the surety for the loan. You're the collateral against their money. And when everybody understands, you was born a collateral. You're the collateral against the debt of the nation. That's why they can let all these people
collateral
in.
Collateral damage.
God.
Stay with me, man. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me, bro. We're going to make it happen.
I'm not. Because you know what? I got to slow down and get excited, man. I hate to get excited, man. I got to slow down.
Now, this is pure adrenaline. See, whatever it is, people don't realize your body creates pure adrenaline off of knowledge. And that now will keep you going. See, that's why I keep telling people. It tells you the Bible, seek her like a pussy, whatever you, a drug, seek her is knowledge. And you see, once you seek her, then you see through a lot of the delusion. That just like, now, what's your thoughts on that tape when you heard a woman say, I don't know what area you in, but it's got to be up north. Think about it. Or women today on social media.
I left Chicago because everything in Chicago is kind of like, look, I was born in Chicago, but I was raised in New York. Make that quite clear. All my school, I never went to school in Chicago. I went to school my whole, from the third grade on up to high school, I went to school in New York City.
Yeah. Now, I'm with you.
I went to the military, went to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Because I left. I went to the military in 1973. I joined in 73. I left in 74. I thought I was going to go to Vietnam, but I ended up in Germany. This show, wow. How stuff going.
We just talked about the ski. You kind of fit like perfectly into this connection. Germany. Now, what's your thoughts? Because if you were there, most people don't go to Germany. You like a low percentage of people that, unless you do military, to go to Germany. So what did you see? Because that's a beautiful aspect of you seeing something.
I was a part of NATO, yo. That's why all this stuff is crazy to me. I was a part of NATO, yo.
Right.
I was a combat equipment company, engineering and shit. So we had all the combat equipment, man. And we right there, we're not far from Ramstein Air Force Base. I was right by the Opal plant. It was right, like, three blocks from where my post was. And Germany back in them days, now the Germans, they was funny. They didn't like you because them brothers was murdering them German girls. So they didn't really like you, but they respected you because you came in with the United States military.
Right.
And then they had a lot of war babies there, too, because a lot of brothers who was in the military, they got over there. They didn't leave. They had families over there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different, but... The German populace, they don't really care for you that much because they don't like your black stuff messing with their women.
But they've been doing it. But let's go with that purpose because they've been doing it for years because you were a different era. But that era that I just said, the Skeegee Airmen, y'all can see in these movies, they were over there in Germany and them women was flocking to them brothers. But you know why? Because all y'all keep saying this, but they got the Moors, the Moors taverns. With the face but
don't forget
of these
the Harlem, black people. Don't forget the Harlem Hellcats. Don't forget the mother brothers from Harlem that went to France. Brothers who went to the military overseas. Them brothers were so cold, especially them brothers from Harlem. They went there and raised hell, yo. They went in there. Them boys these was the most ferocious fighters they ever seen. Now you gotta ask yourself this question too: how all the brothers who fought in America, whether they be Seminoles from down in Florida? Why are they always noted as the greatest fighters that ever walked the planet? But now we kind of divorcing ourselves from the military now because my family is getting older now. We had a bunch of people in the military, but young men, we tell them don't go. Now, nobody told me that, but remember, I was born in the 50s.
Because that's
so
the era. Now, let's go with that. The era that I know of, the 80s, they were giving everybody who had a friend and all that stuff money. It was like off the $5,000. To go in, and you was like, if you had anybody with babies, like myself, we're going to try to take care of. So, but to me, I'm going to tell you everybody. I'm going to be honest with you. Facts matter.
And now look,
it's
a
discipline.
When I left Germany,
that helps you.
They was going to give me $10,000 if I were to read up for 5 years. They was going to give me $10,000. You know what them old dudes told me? They said, man, you're going to make more money than that outside the Army. You smart. You don't have to be in the Army. Now, I was young. I didn't know nothing else
because
I never...
Because it's called infant,
only job ever
we
had
was
the
infant. We was the infantry. I mean, we was infant mind. We was babies.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm telling you. The whole system is to bail. Infantry means infant, y'all. Baby sacrifice. So they put us in the front line.
Cannon fodder. They set up cannon fodder, yo.
Yeah. Combat engineer. Anybody know combat engineer? You think... When they come to your high school back in them days, you thought you was going to be like an engineer, like some type of scientist, and all that shit. So they make it sound good. And they come to your school, and you feel, oh, yeah, okay. You talk about it. They call you later on. You be like, when you need money, they call you right when you need the money. God dang it. You say, well, okay, I can do this shit. But I'm going to tell you some good aspects and some you deal with me, and I'm going to get another caller. I got you coming soon. Let's go with that premise, because war is the biggest thing on the planet as far as making money.
Hey, remember this, as they blow everything up, I want you to watch who builds everything back up. They go and tear these countries up, Blackwater and all of them come right behind them and build it back
right
up.
Behind
they're the same entity.
That's right.
They're
Blackwater,
the same entities, and everybody got to start picking
the name,
though.
But look at the name. Now. Let's go with the names now. You said Blackwater, then it's Black Rock. Now, y'all got to go to
Black Rock.
Now, this is their cult world.
Foundation.
This program is their cult world. Anybody tell me history without their cult world, I know you don't know history. Because the cult world got to be in the history. It's impossible to leave the cult world out of the history. Now, he said Black
Everything world, is esoteric. Everything is esoteric in nature, whether you know it or not. Whether it be the book of the Biblios that y'all was talking about the other day, the sun book, call it what you want, yo.
Well, yeah, it's the sun book. Yeah, that's what it is in Latin. But... Solomon. Solomon is son of man. So the Solomon means Saul. Saul, S-O-L. Yeah, it's all the same. But we're going to get there. Let's go with the Black Rock. Where's the Black Rock, everybody? I wish y'all, when we get gambling back on here, when I start to get a license, we're going to get a license for this talk show.
Don't forget Halliburton is the most powerful one, but they don't say their name anymore.
I'm with you. Halliburton, Black Rock, they all go. But the thing is, the Black Rock, the biggest dudes now is Larry Fink. Brother D, all y'all from St. Louis, Chicago, y'all was saying he big. Yeah, he big. Now, Black Rock is where? Where's the Black Rock in the spiritual occult world, everybody? Where's the Black Rock at? Think about it for a minute. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I'll be right back. We're going to be right back. I got you coming in, sister. We're going to get more calls. When y'all reveal with the Black Rock guy, y'all be saying, oh, shit. I mean, that's deep. That y'all, it's nothing new under the sun. We'll be right back. Right back. Got to get somebody on the line. Kiss the Black Stone over in where? Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia. In John Wick movie. And all
the
movies.
You threw me off with the Black Stone with the cube,
yeah.
Yo. You threw me off,
cube,
man. You
threw
me off.
Yeah. Yeah, the Black Stone. The cube is the Black Stone.
Yeah, yeah. It's
black.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but you threw me off because you came at a different angle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, cool. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, as long as y'all got the answer. Y'all see it immediately. That's all I care about. Now, 9927, jump in with us, please, because this is about to go hyper. Because you've been saying spoiling. We got to show the X-Files validate you as been saying it. It's funny how we got to have the X-Files tell us. Ain't that amazing? You've been saying it all your life. Go ahead. It's amazing how people do. Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Damn. I'm going to have to put my underwears online. For real.
That's a hell of a lie, sis. That's a hell of a lie, man. Stop it, yo. Snap, yo.
Oh, that was good. That's it. I can get some of them figures.
Well, anyway, enough of that, man.
You gotta laugh. Laughter helps your heart, y'all. It gives endorphins that help you. I know people say, well, when you stay moody, you die. Your body levels is unbelievable.
Right,
y'all
right.
Go ahead. You gotta laugh.
But they really doing it to us, y'all. I mean, this is, if you don't out there, please go look at the Truman Show and then come back and relate to what we're talking about because that's what we're in. Okay, yes, they use frequency, your inner energy, your chakra, all of that stuff is magical. And whenever they put stuff out there, and I've been saying it for a long time, we bring it to life. And when they brought that currency, that false currency within the sea, the currency within the sea, and we touched it, and we became what? Possessed. So once we touched that currency of money, which is a false entity, we became possessed.
We're spellbound.
And quiet is kept, we're demons. And you're not realizing it. Because it's an allegoric, metaphoric, and all of that. Symbolic. You know what I'm saying? You're not looking at what you're doing. The people are continuously celebrating what? Lies. You're putting more of your energy into a false statement. Statemental. You know, your mind just, you know, oh, this is, if we don't do it, you know, if I don't get the kids some gifts, they go to school, they're going to be bullied. I can't let my child, even though I tell them the truth, go to school and get to telling the teacher shit, kick them out. I need the babysitter right now.
Hey,
this
now,
is what
remember
I grew
this,
up
the
on.
Real the real holiday they celebrating is Saturnalia, when they did all kind of lewd things
right.
with little children and animals and each other. Like they don't, now see, this is the part that's the veil keeps everybody from seeing this, because most people, they don't want to see this because they having a good time. They don't know that they doing rituals,
right.
but they don't know
and
it.
Let her get her stuff in.
I'll let y'all both
They're saying let's go out and party and everything. Yeah, I get that. But you party every fucking day. You party at the end of the week. You party after work.
So we just party all day.
How much partying can you do? now you're doing the sacrifice ritual. It's still the sacrifice ritual of the dead. You're still celebrating the dead because life doesn't start until what? Spring ahead, you know, the erection of life, rebirth. But anyway,
okay,
the
now
war
let's go
over
with
there,
that because,
Israel,
well,
Hamas,
yeah,
Hamas, the war over there, all of that, people understand that they are killing their people. They're killing their own people. They're killing their own. Israel's killing their people, and Pakistan is killing their people. Because why? Again,
Pakistan.
Like Rose said, the land.
Yeah.
The land has the resource on there, and they need to get rid of as many people as they can. And yes, they're harvesting organs, because half of them are eaters. They eat you. They eat you for real. Yeah, it's real. It's real.
Now,
okay,
I know you, but hold on, because I know. Hey, I'm telling everybody, that's why we have the buck. Y'all come on here today. It's the, I can feel the energy. You said they eat. You've been saying that for a long time. And I tell people. You can call people what you want, because I look it up. I know she tells the fact. Let's go into that right quick, because this is the this is the president of Turkey, y'all. Turkey. The same dude who killed the Kurds. The same dude who took the gold. He didn't take the paper money like y'all just like my brother just said. They went after the gold. He took all of Turkey. And then I want y'all to look up these characters that we're talking about today that are making major money play, like Cardi B said to y'all, major money moves seems to be happening, because all of a sudden now, this man called Netanyahu, not Biden didn't call him, because Biden is never going to say that. He got the Ottoman Turks, y'all, who just joined BRICS. Y'all been saying, digital money, just joined BRICS. Today, officially, is the downfall of the dollar in the East, during
gold and silver. They going to gold and silver, bro.
They want gold and silver.
And the land carries the gold. They don't care about the gold that they sell in the stores. It's the actual land, y'all, where they put the babies in the mine and shit. Okay? It's the mining rights is what they're after. It's the mining rights. You ain't got no gold unless you got the land. Okay,
right.
Unless you got the land, you don't have no gold.
Right.
That shit we buy in the store is only going to last us for so long. We don't have mining rights. That's what we don't have.
Okay,
Our gold right here in this land. Now, hold on,
because I want y'all to know we talk deep. But let's go down the mining rights. Now, let's go to Africa. We're going to zoom in right quick on Africa, because this is where Tesla, China, all of the countries. Taiwan, who got the rest of the chips for to go into the car. So we got to look at all the players, y'all. This is called the old ancient Silk Road. Y'all know it's the Silk Road. They all on the new Silk Road. All of them went back to the ancient.
Definitely.
I tell you, the ancient ain't going nowhere. Nothing has really changed.
Remember, Leopold did the same thing. Over there when they killed all for the rubber trees, they doing the same thing again. History's repeating itself, but now they doing it for precious metals, because they need precious metals for these electric cars.
Now, who knows these electric cars? Let's look at Africa though. Hold on, let's go to Africa. Don't try to get on the white man right now.
All the minerals is coming from Africa.
No, right, but I'm saying, let's look at Africa.
Now, China, if they jumped all their electric cars, their electric cars.
Hold on, y'all going fast now. Let's go with how you get into a country. Let's go on how you get into a country, y'all. You got to have treaty rights. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the families in Africa who are the richest. And let's just see the deals they made. Now, I know we want to get all emotional and stuff because we got to throw emotion out of the equation.
I want you to let me just run.
I'm gonna give everybody. That's why I'll never cut nobody off. But that's why I say let me just get y'all to show y'all can see the big. If these richest families in Africa are allowing their country, because these countries are what? Where the countries at? Congo. Where else?
Yeah.
Senegal, yeah. They're the Republic of Guinea. They got all these people flocking to do this job. Then I said, let me go look up who these people are. I'll tell y'all. Go look at those people. It's a lot of damn African kings. These people are now all over there in New York buying up New York real estate.
Yeah.
Let's talk some real. The Arabs control New York.
They've been educated by these white boys, so they do the white boys. They don't have no problem with that.
I agree with you 100, but I'm saying let's go to the families. I want y'all to look at the families, y'all. The families that have done this in Africa has already been knighted by Queen Elizabeth. I'm gonna tell you, we about to get deep.
The British people
think they're the Hebrews. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. The British people. The word British is synonymous to Hebrew, and I want y'all to go look that up. I'm gonna get 6661. One more statement by you, sister. Go ahead, make one more statement before I bring another call.
Yeah. Okay.
And I got
okay. Yeah.
One, I got so 187. 1877 coming up. Go ahead. One more. Give you 1 minute.
So the land is what they, you have to have the mining rights to the land. We don't have the mining rights to the land. The only thing we're going to be doing is struggling with our little gold and stuff and whatever. We don't have mining rights here. The only thing you can invest, but then you're investing on the stock market and you don't know how your money going to go up, down, and you got to play that stock market game. It's a game. Everything is based on a game, and it's all based on
weed. Okay, well, we know that, but we want to start naming players of the game, because when you play Russian roulette and all this stuff, at least want to know what gun you got.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my thing with all y'all out there talking is stuff now. We're about to get deep now. Let's realize now, these people that y'all name is the women, the soil. They are, it's because for a kid to go into a mine at 11 and 12 to bring food home to the mama, and the mama then waiting on him to come out and shit.
Hey, nah, bro. Three, four, five, bro.
It's unbelievable. Hold on. They're being forced to do this at gunpoint,
as far as I'm concerned, because there's no way. They don't have anything over there.
Okay,
Did y'all hear about the Middle East Africa having grass on the... There's no longer sand. It's grass now.
Now, if it's grass, y'all better ask what technology they use.
Vegetation.
Yeah, let's ask what technology they're using, and that can't be brought down. Remember now, this is a country, y'all. I want you to understand something.
Right.
This is a black country. I look up Saudi Arabia a lot because everybody know who's going to be ruling them and the Chinese, and I look up them a lot. And I said, damn. Man, you should see Sudan. If y'all don't know the kingdom of Sudan, it's in modern Saudi Arabia, and these black dudes were
and they heavily into the technology.
Yes, man, come
they
on,
have,
y'all better stop.
One of the kings or princes over there, I'll give y'all a chance. That's what the Moors brought over there.
I know, but we're dealing with that dichotomy. We're dealing with that dichotomy because our people love to include other nations, other than the ancestral land, instead of saying, maybe we should say this is our land and quit saying Africa is. That's going to be the big question in 2024.
Hey,
6661.
Hey, I just
want to
ask you one question, bro.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hey, Bones. Hey, Bones. Grant. Go ahead. Great dawning, my brother.
Go ahead, brother.
Great. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Great Dawn, and on this Gregorian New Year, you know.
Yeah, that's what
this
it
ain't
is.
The real New Year till the spring equinox. But
that's why we said Sirius.
Great Dawn.
Happy birthday, Sirius Bell.
Happy birthday, Sirius. But you know, in the midst of all the sharpening of iron, you know, what this land or our land, because we've been here, what we experience is new economics. I think I sent you where this brother, he just shared it, but he was hitting on all points where he was saying that we are being replaced. And we're being replaced by new economics. People that are breeding, people that are going to outnumber us 30-1 because they breed and they have a different cultural perspective and a different economics, and they believe in family, and they don't mind paying that taxation, that new taxation that's hit, because inflation is really for the big boys, the real big boys. So all those millionaires and multimillionaires that they made of us, that we still take back to them and not bring it to our own communities, we are going to pay a heavy price for that, because everybody has this selfish, well, we do, they don't. We have this selfish mentality where we think that everybody else Kool-Aid is better than ours. And so you go and spend and you make Louis Vuitton and Gucci and all those households or bloodlines. You go and take and you take all your coins over there, and you think that's making you something better than your own. But in the end, when the shit hit the roof, it's going to be a whole nother ballgame. But we're heading into new economics. And I see that here in the MIA between the different variations of Tainos that are coming into this land. And when I say Tainos, those are people from Guatemala, Mexico, Haiti, Brazil, Nicaragua, all that. But what they do, they spend in their own community. And we are going to be here. When you draw the bloodline between Liberty City and Hialeah and Doral and South Miami, it's a whole totally different dynamics compared to their money versus ours. We did, and it's sad
well,
to say, but
that's why I played that.
Jack Bauer. And we've been wagged the dog for long, because both of them are in on the game, both Republicans and both Democrats.
That's
they know what time it is. And see,
fighting.
If they wanted to put the wall in, they could have been put the wall in. Because of new economics, and they know what time it is going to hit. We let all this happen over the course of 2 years. Man, y'all could have did a mercy order or whatever, been put this man out and do what y'all had to do, but y'all pussyfooted, and now it was already planned.
Now we got U.S. soldiers over here.
Now, hold on. Hold on. Winter in America. Let's give, Gil Scott Heron. He tried to warn us. Even his own. Look, Winter in America. And then we got Biden giving the symbolism of Gil Scott when he said it's going to be a dark winter. Yeah, these are the symbols of the occult world. If you don't catch this stuff, everybody listening, it would run right. That's why I say it could fool the very elect. Every day you're being bombarded with the same cold words. Stuff that we grew up with. Warp speed. Y'all grew up that.
Can I add something before you go?
People moving in.
Yeah, go
why?
Yeah,
because
on.
Of color. Just all that shit was prophesied. Them brothers were spitting venom before rap music came out. Them old brothers.
That's right.
They
that's
told
right.
you everything.
Everything.
Whether it be Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Temptation. All these boys were hitting you with this. Like hitting you with it, yo.
The Temptation. Now, hold on. Now that's why I say
to last but not least, in this year or the year that passed, everything is going to be exposed and all secrets will be released. Now what we see about the real, you know, in Revelation where they say all the pastors and all the politician would be exposed and kicked out into the streets so forth. What we see about TD taking Dick. Okay, now we see TD, now we see Puffy. But those are the distractions that keep those eyes on the ball while they still reinvent the Patriot Act. They still invent everybody act like they don't see nothing.
Remember this, it's all
a PSYOP operation. They got people that pull strings on this, that they put everybody in position, in certain positions. They put Puffy in the position to do the things he did. He was messing with the old boy. He was over Whitney Houston, my man who messed with Puffy, who broke Puffy in. And then you got my man, everybody loved him, Quincy Jones, but his daddy was a gangster. But that's another conversation. Look, I'm an old man. I study, man. I've been studying this stuff. Look, I used to tell people about Carnegie and all these different families. Like, you think they wasn't like DuPont. They used to make explosives, but they got put out of, they went into the pharmaceutical because they had a bunch of explosives that devastated the places that they was in. People didn't want them in the neighborhood no more. But if you follow these people, it'll blow your mind because I love y'all? Because when I talk to y'all, y'all don't tell me I'm crazy. Go look at what I'm saying. Nobody ever be fighting
No.
Yo, and that's why I love y'all, man. I love y'all,
Hold on. Let's even get deeper because some of the experiences was done in Hellas Park in New York. Some of the stuff that they done for the experiments done is in part of New York. Let's go there. Hold on. We got this deep New York State. Let me get some more calls because I know hold on. I got one more. I got to play this for y'all because y'all hitting on all cylinders. 1-877. Got to have you in. You know it's a good new year. Let's do it. Are you in there? I know you might be running around, but if you got... Okay, there you go.
I'm in here.
I got you. It's been hard. Yeah. They hear you. I mean, you're hitting on all cylinders. This vindication for all y'all listening, especially on some of the things been said by all of you on here. Go ahead.
Well, although New Year's is a pagan celebration,
mm-hmm.
people celebrate it for all kind of reasons, you know, bringing new stuff and, mm-hmm. you know, the excitement of bringing sex in on New Year's and kissing the person at midnight at New Year's. Those are the good things about it. But it does give tribute to the Roman god Janus. And these holidays, even though they're good because I don't celebrate them, but I do like to have interaction with people because
everybody
of the socialization.
I think we all do.
So
we like they got to and you can't help yourself because no matter who you go to with, it's like it's part of the psyche now. Regardless, either though you say
right, so
you
if you, if you have a, right, so if you have a special man or woman in your life, it's important for you to be with them on New Year's Eve. And that's a ritual, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it could be, depending on how the people are doing. But
don't you use a ritual?
It could be a ritual. So I look at
everybody
that. It could be a ritual.
Say.
Right. So
can
go
say
ahead.
That.
Go, make a point.
But
make a point. Yeah. I mean, you're right.
But,
however the case may be, but you're absolutely right. It could be a ritual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is. It's definitely a ritual, and it can be good and bad. And it's also numbers, too, because. Different years bring new meanings to different numerology. So, but I think that I would like to look at the, not the paganistic side of it, because of the fact that everything we do, I think, is has a pagan ritual. Like a lot of people, we try to run from it,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of hard to run from it, right? So sometimes it's not... When you run from things, it's good to face it because I'm an expressive person and I like to communicate. So so let's just talk about it. Like, so why is it, why is these holidays existing in our life and why do the conscious people, you know, are the people that has been enlightened? I know my
but the word conscious.
You don't like that word, you know.
I don't like
but,
it either. Because it got the word con in it. How could you be mm-hmm. con? If you're conning, because you heard us all say this before. It's nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's like,
So
the conscious.
So
if the conscious, if the conscious people, let's go with that because you said it. You want to explain the conscious people say they're conscious. That's the number one word used throughout all of our time frame of getting into this so-called the conscious people.
I think
okay,
it's probably
what
a better word we can use is
aspect, to your aspect, what would you say they should be called? You said the conscious people. What you think the conscious, because you heard it. What that term now means
well,
to you after
here in Atlanta,
yeah.
Here in Atlanta is a big area of people that I haven't connected with it in a few years, but you can go downtown Atlanta in the western area and you can see a lot of Afrocentric. People there.
Right. Afrocentric.
That,
I love the words.
Hold on.
Let her finish her thought, please. Go ahead. We gave you our time. Let her have her time. Go ahead.
And you'll see a lot of black people food from different countries, vegetarian. So it's like the hub of black.
So what do you? I'm saying, I agree with you. What do you see with that? Because again, if it's the conscious community. And everybody's Africa. Now, give us the connection of the Africans that you see as business owners. And do those business owners advocate for what they show in the black community, or do they have their own sect in their own area that blacks don't even go to the Ethiopian churches? How do you see that as showing a black?
Well, they like the Ethiopian food. They like to
they like their food. Well, that's why we like halal food. We love halal food in Buffalo. Halal everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But here in
Atlanta, you will find those people are very segregated to their
right.
Country.
That's
you know,
thank
like,
you.
It's,
thank you. Now,
it's even though they're here, they
mm-hmm.
don't. What do you say? They don't interact with
right.
a black man. You know,
right.
But you will see them in the black neighborhoods and the black
right.
Americans that are in the neighborhoods. They are mimicking. You know, the Afrocentric style. And I think the food is a little too expensive. I'll give that to them. I mean, but
no,
to support the black, because I like
food.
Vegan food.
I like
the
food. Yes, they do. I'm not going against any food type, because I love to be a cooking channel to have everybody food, because
mm-hmm.
the sugar good. And I ate some of it. But I'm just saying, business-wise, you made the point so clear. Business-wise, they only don't mind if you're doing merchant law. That's all they're working with is merchant law, y'all. They're not working with common law. They're working with merchant law. You and us are most of y'all online think it's common law, but that could be almost jeopardized today. And
mm-hmm.
you say Atlanta. You a hotbed.
Yeah,
y'all a hotbed of black,
I say Atlanta because
movement.
Atlanta is the black mecca. There's a lot of
it
people
is.
Doing big things here in Atlanta. I came
yes,
to Buffalo and I missed out on a mayor's party that a friend of mine had tickets to. So the black community in Atlanta is definitely on a different upscale as far as making money and making business moves and do like that video you played. There's a lot of women here in Atlanta are making a lot more money than men and are looking for men to come up, you know, but a lot of
them take care of them.
I'm glad you
roll a little bit state. You got to stay with the context. You're going to make a point. Let's got to have some rebuttal. If you're going to tell me that's the hub of that now, make that clear. Are you saying that you see in Atlanta as the hub of what that video think everybody got to have because
yeah,
of
you
got
know what I'm saying?
Like
black women. There's a lot of black women in Atlanta. There's
a lot of Beverly Hills. Go ahead. These are housewives.
Yeah, they're there. Mm-hmm. They're definitely down here. They're definitely in Atlanta, making a big move. They're making money, and the brothers are not there. You know, the brothers are so.
The brothers don't have what enough money as the females.
No, the brothers is just the brothers is first of all the political arena kills the brothers inside of them. For some reason, they don't have the drive that black women. We have to drive.
Hey, bro, can I please say something? Like, because I'm enjoying this conversation. Could I interject, please?
Okay, let me just finish my point real quick, brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. I know, but hold on.
I'm
I mean, I mean, she got a time. I gave you a time. You did your thing.
I'm just saying, I would like to converse with her. I don't like the idea to get passed. I would like to, you know, interject it, and me and her go back and forth. We
okay,
talk.
What you want to say?
You
okay,
deal.
Go ahead.
I just want to say this
again.
Right here. Look. Most young melanated men that look like me, and even old men, they don't understand credit. My boy put me on that. He don't even know what he put me on. Look, when you're trying to do something, if you build in business credit, it's different than personal credit. You can
right.
do all kind of stuff with business LLCs.
No one's going to debate that because I'm glad you said that.
I'm just saying, as far as
now, we're going to get into what you just said since y'all brought the higher level up. Yeah, because we got real estate people on the line. But I'm saying LLC is nothing wrong. I'm just saying for the average, your youth, your kids. Yeah, I got credit. Ain't no doubt.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, because I'm just asking y'all, if you don't have credit, then you have to find out people who can teach you that can teach
right.
you.
Right, but I'm saying to
you, we're in a credit insurance policy, give a universal insurance policy a whole life, buy it for like, right now you probably pay like $200,000-$300,000 for it,
that's
but you want
right.
to put it into perpetuity. So now you're going to pay some every month, but guess what? If you die, it goes to all the people in your family. Every time somebody born, you put them on a policy. You keep doing this, and you put
and
everything in the trust.
Correct.
Like, listen, man.
Because that's why death,
I had to study this, because nobody won't tell nobody to look like you and me.
Right.
They won't spit this
but
game
on
us, yo.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you something. Hold on. Because I come from a long line of people with feathers. And I'm going to tell you, that's in Atlanta. They saying the same thing. What they did was they corrupted it by taking people's money. Because I heard what you're talking about. See, what they do is, we know what we're talking about down in Atlanta. Let's get real. Y'all want to talk some real shit now? Y'all want to bring up some real stuff? Y'all was holding seminars telling people, come on and get the trust and all this shit about getting the trust. Let's get the trust. Everybody jumping off to y'all shit down in Atlanta, New York, Miami. Y'all was wearing feathers, calling yourself El Bay, Sharif, Shadi,
this
shit. Now, you going to come on. Y'all going to come on today and act like y'all ain't been on these shows. Now, when we said, where's the trust money? Where's the trust at? Ain't none of y'all stood on the square and went to that courthouse or the Supreme Court or any court that y'all claim y'all have black folks going to, all this international court shit, and it's in Switzerland. Come on, that's German. But y'all
I understand your frustration with that because of the fact that there's a lot of people who have taken money from people, making them believe that they're going to get
yes,
all this money back
yes, they
when they. But there are some trusts that you can put in your property that can be very, very protective. So some of this information they do share, but for the most part, it doesn't
scared,
work.
But tell the truth.
It doesn't
tell,
work.
No,
but
no,
I,
right.
yeah, it doesn't yeah, work. He, but I think yeah. my black brothers. Let me tell you about my black brothers how they can climb up the financial ladder. Okay, this is the point that I'm trying to make. Okay, it's all about, first of all, you know, everything starts off with a dream, like a seed. We have to get into our inner self and figure out exactly what is your passion, what do you like, and what do you want to make money out of? You know, how you can make money off of your passion. Well, women, we're a little bit more aggressive. You know, we can have a dream and a passion, and we go after. We don't let dick get around, right? See, women, men, you guys let pussy get in your way, and then what happens is the egg. Let me finish, guys. Let me finish. Let me finish, please.
All men are not that way.
Okay, let me finish. Okay, guys, come on now. Let me finish my point. Let me finish. Look at y'all. I can't finish my point here.
Hold on. Yeah. Finish the point. No. Hold on. Finish
yeah,
the point.
Yeah, let me finish
then,
my point. So what I'm saying to you, what I'm in the process of developing to my brothers is, when I meet guys, they don't know how to start business, LLC, EIN, how to market. They don't know how to do anything like that. So what I'm saying to you guys is, when y'all want. I let me give
how
y'all this time email. It's called Let's Talk About what? It at G for Greg, M for Mary, X. So X.com. So it's Let's Talk About It at GMX.com. So any of you brothers or sisters online that want to know a little bit more about how to make some money in 2024,
Well, that,
I want to be that vessel to help you guys out because I have been an entrepreneur all my life.
Okay.
I just want to know what it is, yo. Like, what is it?
And then you guys got to be more open-minded to business.
You got to listen. If you're on the Shark Show, and I'm telling you I got other callers, chill. Let them come on, and because I got the line open, don't mean you got to go every minute.
I thought I could finish my point. That's all.
No, you made the point.
I'm just trying to
finish my point. That's the time frame, and that's another thing about time. Let's be on time. If you're going to really do something, be on time. Be on time for what you say you're going to do. Don't say you're going to do it next week and next month and all this other shit, and we got to wait. Make it happen during the time frame that you say. That will make you be legitimized in your thinking. Now, I tell people all the time, y'all can talk all this stuff, but black people, and wherever you at, and I've been to all these cities, a lot of cities, it's only like a certain few black people in the zip code that y'all got that got the money. And they ain't giving it to y'all. Plain and simple. You can talk all this convention and stuff, but if you already know what we all talk about, ain't nothing new under the sun, because nothing I'm saying should be new. It's under the sun. So if that's the case, then pimping and hoeing, which I've been saying from the very beginning, is the foundation of the whole story. That's the whole story. Now, let me tell you why I'm going to say some more. I got 1300, and I'm going to go to why I say you ain't paying attention, because the police state is already in effect. Just because they're letting all the people in, they're going to declare martial law. But let me go to 1300.
Yes, sir.
1300.
When you get a chance. Hold on.
Let me get the caller in, please. 1300.
What's going on, my brother?
Much love to you, man. Brad, you going? I know it's New Year's, man. Everybody hyped up because they know they're on high alert. Go ahead, you on?
What's going on? I just want to reiterate and interject with what the sister was just talking about. And I watch it, and I go to Atlanta a lot. I've been going there for several years, probably several decades. And in Atlanta, if you're not of the LGBTQ ABC community, you really don't have a chance if you're a man. And a lot of this goes to how the Democrats have crafted academic freedom. You know, you don't really have academic freedom like women have academic freedom in America. And that's by design. So I just want people to know that the women and the men, even though y'all fight these feminist battles that a lot of times, you know, these feminist groups put together, we as black men and black women, our struggle is the same. There is no, you know,
variation.
There is no
variation.
Refuge for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no refuge just because you get more education and you're taught and you're conditioned to divide yourself from your man. It's a form of division. It's a divisive tactic. And we're
just
the only ones that always talking about, you know, let's get together and it's all about equity and inclusion. We're the only ones that scream that. When you deal with the Asians, the Latinos and all of them, they look out for their own people first. Keep this in mind, yo. If your cup is empty, you can't pour nothing into nobody else. So you can sit here and do all this charity work and you can do all this equity and inclusion, and the whole time you and your man are becoming divided. But that's like me. I lived on business credit. That's not true. I lived on business credit for about 4 or 5 years, and it's easy to do. It's easy. I had an S corporation, and you get so many tax breaks. But we're taught, anytime you hear Democrats running for office, they always talk about jobs. When you go get an education, the modern education of America, they don't teach you how to be a boss. They teach you how to be a worker. I digress, my brother.
Yeah, I no doubt. Keep it going. Go ahead. I got you in the flow. You in the flow. Keep it going.
So that's why I'm telling y'all. At the end of the day, you, like this one brother was saying earlier, you better keep your eyes on the commodities, you know, gold, silver, farmland, because that's where the equity is going to lie within the next 2024. Man, it's going to be a big wake-up call for a lot of people. You see the mortgage industry right now. It's the horrible time to try to buy any type of property right now. You best wait till the interest rate go down, and so what's going to happen, because if you buy right now, you're going to be upside down once that property value drops, because you see the Feds is coming in now and they're pausing on the interest rates. So what is that? They ran all the interest rates up so the corporations can get rich. Now you're stuck. So if you don't come up with a plan, you better start, like I've been telling people, man, get you some fishing poles. You better get you some canned goods. You better get some fallout packages, because this is going to be a rough year.
My brother,
this is
going to
be a rough year, my brother.
Now, you've been saying that. Hold on. You've been saying this. I'm getting everybody, because remember, it's almost like the anniversary show mixed in one. I told you, this was the season that this is going to be the reason. And, now, we've been saying this in our area is use a different slot of in Florida. More of your values are starting to go. So those of you who got value up in your house that was low value, that means now your house is worth something more. See, it is a pro and con.
Yep.
While they trying to drown us in Florida with high rent again,
yep.
The middle Florida was the place where everybody who retired from Miami would go up into middle Florida to get away.
Bro, we literally have rush hour now in this area. We never experienced that.
Never experienced.
We have literally rush hour now, bro. I'm talking about the highways.
Hold on. So many people have moved. Me and you talked a long time. Then we say there's going to be a whole new thing. They're going, because I kept saying they coming to y'all, because everybody I work with in the county, especially white folks, I got to tell you, white folks will flee. They don't play. I've learned from enemies. See? That's one thing people say, yeah, your enemy. Not me personally, but I mean by, if you look at the relationship of us, it has an intimacy like the Bible. Intimacy. It's like it's some type of ingrained where, you know, unless you got the bloodline of each other, but that's amazing that you said that. You got all this rush hour now. And guess what?
Yeah.
Tourism. What about the tourism? Still jumping? Because that's a big industry.
Oh, man, it's off the chain now. It's flooded now, man. You can't even, like I say, bro, it's a city like, if they call it Winter Haven, it's like about 10, 15 minutes from me. It literally takes you 30 minutes to get there now.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Remember, you know,
so like I tell family, it's about tangibles, man. The banks are going to get ready to shut down. Do not fall for this illusion, man. You would be a fool if you putting your money in a bank right now. I'm telling you, because Wells Fargo is already doing it. They're taking people's accounts,
so they can
locking
hear this,
people's
bro.
Accounts up. It's going to get serious, man. I'm telling you, family,
don't sit around and wait on this. But
me
and you go way back now. Now, you know we go way back. We have given books out. He know how we roll. We used to laugh. We have lost friends, me and him, on people who would never thought they would not believe this type of stuff. You'd be like, wait a minute. Didn't you read it? You got to wonder, do people actually comprehend what they read? Because if you've been told this, now this is nothing new, y'all. This is not no doggone we came up with. This has been laid down through foundational academic, industrial law. Everything has been laid out. We at the point of time, like this brother's been saying, where the real estate industry, all you in real estate, you got to almost now change what I just said. You can only deal with over six-figure people, because now the under six-figure people ain't going to be able to buy shit.
Hey, remember this, man. You don't have to have money to buy anything, man. What you need to understand is bills of exchange, international bills of exchange, promissory notes, instruments I ain't nobody. I just study stuff, because when I be talking to these people that be talking down on me, I have to put something in their mind. I be like, yo, man, do you know what GAAP is? Like, they be like, what? Because you got consumer laws that protect you, too. Tell them a contract is... Tell them the contract got fraud in it. Watch how they react. Because now they got a securities exchange. Listen, I'm complicated, but I'm a regular brother. I just don't watch basketball and shit. I watch other stuff, like different stuff that people don't watch. And so, don't believe me. Look it up. Anything I say, go behind me.
That's why you're going to say, oh, snap, yo. We have looked it up. I've been like this forever. The creator.
Give me everything I need to defend myself, yo.
Right. Now, but hold on. That's where we get deep now. Because, see, okay, let's get deep. Now, no one's, I said some words earlier, common law, civil law, all this other stuff. Now, everybody got this jurisdiction. I told you, if we're going to go with the zodiac signs, and I CM Bay, I don't know if you ever heard of CM Bay, but CM Bay laid out this book called Clock of Destiny a long time ago. I thought it was crazy and shit. I started reading it with all my other dictionaries. I said, man, he calculated the same thing. I got the dude from early days. I'm going to look him up even more. Now, this zodiac sign got shit where the energy levels could come in through different times. The corona that we was all talking about, I said we ain't got no power, and Brother Kwame was talking about, that was able to bring in new radio microwaves into the earth, which they are watching. to perform magic on Earth. Now,
y'all talking about you try to do something you want to do. Say abracadabra. You think that's a joke right there.
No, I'm spitting game right now.
Say abracadabra and then say, let it be, mote it be. Let me stop. Let me leave that alone.
Now, hold on. But that's Aleister Crowley.
No, because you know what? Some things I shouldn't say out loud because most people, they ain't going to get it.
Don't worry about that, man. That's why you're on airwaves. See, now you're on a new transmission. Man. See, you ain't talking to just like what you talk about. You're talking across our universal airway. So you don't know who may hear this in time. So
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Keep your thoughts. Keep your thoughts. Just keep your thoughts because you're time travel. You're supposed to be time travel. You don't know how they set up time travel. Because they put the doggone everything being grand. Just like the Georgia Guidestone, we showed y'all it was a time. Most people didn't even know it was a time capsule underneath that. We actually videotaped it. And now, hold on. Before we get even deeper. If we get deeper, because I want y'all to know it's a program. We got
the plan was written right there. They showed you everything they wanted to do. Go to Arizona to the airport and go over there and see what they got written down in that airport. Oh, my God.
Can
I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. Say something.
When you bring in your rest of your callers, I want to speak on the hackable beings. Okay?
Because they left that out, Yeah, I'm glad y'all listened to that because, see, she been saying, I play stuff that y'all say play. I don't play about the trust fund. Hackable beings is the most frightening one right now because they're children, not all of you on this line, but you know you got family members. They're giving the kids over to Bell based on AI. Yeah, let me get one more caller. Hold on, let me just play this now because I want y'all to know it also goes with the program what we said earlier. You heard the X-Files tell you about the military. You heard it. And we watched over it. This was years ago. Years ago, the X-Files gave you the whole scenario. And we
that's
still
my
can't
favorite,
get
that's my favorite show, yo. Them boys don't play, yo.
Don't play. Now, here the X-Files told everything. They gave you the whole scenario. I just played it for you. It said it was DNA. Now, I got to play this. That military thing they said. This is what I'm telling y'all. Because of the influx of immigration, it is just like the fall of the Roman Empire. Listen carefully. This is law, right?
This was a protest near the White House on June 1st.
It has been an entirely peaceful protest.
It was met by forces with helmets, riot shields, rifles, and tear gas. The authorities here were a mix of police and military. There were Secret Service, Park Police, the National Guard, prison special operations, and local police from a nearby county. But can you tell which ones are the police? If it's hard to tell, it's these guys, by the way. It's because America's police have been looking more and more like troops.
Get in the hole!
So why do American police officers look like soldiers?
Why are you in riot gear?
And where did they get all these weapons? In the 1980s, police in America looked more like this. The U.S.'s crime rate had been doing this, and President Reagan called for the military to work more directly with the police for the war on drugs.
Drugs are menacing our society. We must move to strengthen law enforcement activities.
Congress agreed, and over the next few years passed a series of bills to give police access to military bases and equipment, for the National Guard to assist police with drug operations, for the military and police to train together, and eventually to have the military loan police departments their excess leftover equipment for free. This would become known as the 1033 program. Police departments got assault rifles like M16s, armored trucks, and even grenade launchers. And before long, it started to have an effect on how police. We can see that in the number of times SWAT teams were used. Departments that had deployed them about once a month in the 80s were using them more than 80 times a year by 1995. Almost all of these deployments were for drug-related search warrants, usually forced entry searches called no-knock warrants. The police were becoming militarized, and people noticed. This 1997 article said it made police look like an occupying army. In February of 1997, two men robbed a bank in North Hollywood, Los Angeles. They had automatic rifles and body armor. the police didn't.
They've got automatic weapons. There's nothing we have that can stop them.
By the time it ended, a dozen police officers were injured. In the aftermath of the shootout, California police demanded they be equipped with assault rifles, like the AR-15. But so did police in places from Florida to Connecticut. And that same year, the 1033 program was expanded, dropping the requirement that police departments use the equipment for drug-related enforcement. Now any law enforcement, even university,
1033, y'all. 1033, look at the numbers.
Any reason. A retired police chief in Connecticut told the New York Times, "I was offered tanks, bazookas, anything I wanted." Because complete records on these loans weren't kept until 2015, we don't know exactly how much equipment was given out in those early years. But we do have data on how much of it police departments still have, from each year it was given out. And you can see a steady growth in the program for most of the 90s and 2000s. And then something happens around here.
The rest of our troops in Iraq will come home by the end of the year.
In 2011, the U.S. military formally withdrew its troops from Iraq. That meant the military had a lot of equipment and one less war to use it on. So it became available to the police. This is a mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle.
Now, what did that Biden do? He left all of the weapons in Afghanistan. Same scenario. Start off by Republican Reagan. That's why y'all say it's the same bird. See, Reagan did it. That's why they love him for that. A Hollywood actor. Actors. And they got him to, you know, we little. We don't really know. We teenagers. We don't give a damn about that shit. And not realizing what they were studying. Now, he used the war on drugs that his wife was hanging out with a witch. Crap. Look it up. She was getting her seances done to predict what policies Reagan would do. Look up the witch that did it. And y'all talking about they ain't worshiping Baal. They got the cohort. The cohorts are the women. The women God has been cut out so you don't see they practice. Go look up every God and every goddess next to that Yahweh. Go look up Yahweh's. Go look up Allah's. All you believe, they got cohorts. Wives. Sometimes they're sisters, which is strange. Now, we about to get to the deep levels now. I told you, we don't play on this program. We go deeper, deeper. See, the sex game is the whole magic. 3364.
3364.
You on the Helios.
Yeah, I'm on the Helios, finally, man. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Yeah. Hey. Brother West.
Yo, yo.
What's up, brother?
Hey.
Good to have you back,
hey,
brother.
Hey, my man, say right on the money, man. This shit is fun, man. Whatever you thought follow, thought before energy, man. So whatever y'all see, whatever you say, go have y'all right, man, in y'all world, in everybody's world.
Right.
So for me, what I see, I haven't heard everybody say the shit going to get bad. Shit be getting good for me every day, man, because I don't roll like this. So, hey, my man say cool right. You say be and it is, man. Whatever you go looking for, you looking for. That dude come to Atlanta looking for faggots and stitches, that's what he going to get. Okay? But where I live, I see all beautiful women and shit, man, because that's what I see. That's what I'm going to get.
That's
thought,
right.
Thought first, then energy, follow, yeah, thought, whatever you see. Yeah, what you saying at your fat, juicy, nigga lips, that's what you going to get for
keep
saying
going,
that
man.
Shit, man.
Keep it going.
But what
keep
my man Lies was covering, they say, rewrite our old history with your fat-ass mouth, you dumb niggas. Watch what you be saying and thinking. Because whatever you say and think, like the man Sekou say, be what it be.
Be
and
you're
going to get what you're going to get, man.
That's right.
You better learn not to be like your mind be acting. You better learn how to override this shit, man. Be a glitch in their matrix.
Ooh, override.
Right?
Override the override.
You know how to override?
That's the
shut
show, baby.
The goddamn shit down,
override,
man. Pop that breakers.
Yes.
Every time they try to hack me, I
goddamn right. Computer, man.
Right. And now, you've been saying this a long
time. Simultaneously, man.
You've been saying
you
got it.
Like on all that. That's your personal interest. You got a good computer going against a bad computer. Which one you going to ride, man? We got two wolves in our head. Know which one wins? Whichever one your ass feed, that's going to win.
Now, let's go with that because I know this now. You make us, I'm with you. You know that. We've been with this for a long time. Sister Ngoni and Antoinette, early days. It's good to have you listening on New Year's, the new year for all of us out there listening. Now, think about it. what they're using against us. It seems like that sex game with not knowing the women gods, which is high energy. Then when you tap into that, because you're a Libra, you know Venus have a lot of energetic powers over
Yeah.
And so you look at all this astrological stuff that people don't like to talk about, but then you talking about it because you saying you actually practicing the science from your own chart.
Hey, bro, I be trying to keep it low key, but I'm coming from the west. I'm traveling east. And I come here to subdue my passions.
Right.
So when I come here to subdue my passions,
that's it.
Listen. And oh my Lord, oh my God, like I'm gonna leave that alone because you know what? We could get very deep. Hey, bro, believe me, yo, like this is my family tree right here. My family's from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Man. And my family did a bunch of stuff that they had to do because. When I say, ain't no snitches, whatever happened over here, happened over here, that's real
that's
shit
what,
right there.
Yeah, we gave
hey, look,
go ahead, Brother West. Go ahead,
say one more
thing,
man. All this shit coming to an end. All these crooked-ass usury motherfuckers, okay, with these goddamn high-ass mortgage rate, they shit coming down, man.
Coming
I sent y'all something. All these stars in Hollywood go... 300 and something of them motherfuckers rode on the Lolita Express with Epstein, man. Opening all them demons, they ass coming down, man.
Snakes and all the rest of them motherfuckers, they coming down. They going down. Hey, they all going down. All that pedophilia,
that nigga done, man.
All that shit. Oh, they getting busted, yo.
Worldwide.
Puff Daddy, that nigga coming down, man. He killed that girl.
Hold on. I heard you say so. It's worldwide. Let's go worldwide. Let's go with the Arabs and all this other stuff now. Because I'm going to tell you. I only go with your zip code. Whatever your zip code shows you, your merchants and your zip code, that's why I say civic law is lost. Because we don't even realize at the smallest venture, you will go after that cubicle before you go after the big boys. You got to go after that early stage of government. If you watching your cousin who we all love and shit, and he in politics now, he ain't telling you shit. Think about what we talk about today. To keep this game going, they need us.
All crimes are commercial, yo. Ecolasco Depot trust law is the highest trust of the law. Remember this. I think I talked to you before about this. I said I hadn't heard the Vatican. The Vatican just got caught. They getting kicked off $2 billion a year to not to talk about crimes from all these other countries. Now, this is the religious order right here.
I agree. That's the religious order. That's why I say, now this will be fighting. Now, he just said we fighting a religious order. Now, I want y'all to realize that we go deep on this. We play the cult world. Without this show, Brother West, I don't know if you got cut off. I text me up. I'll hit you right back if you want to call in. I don't know, 1300.
Oh, I'm still here, bro. I'm still here.
Okay, I don't know about 1300. Now, Brother West, you've been saying this for a long time about the energy. And Sister Queen Shalene, all y'all been saying this. Everybody pretty much been saying it. Now, this is going to be the big question for all of us because we've been getting zapped with these area waves all day long. Now, I don't know what Michael Mino chips they in there, but I just say I only teach about what military operation could be used against you. So you be prepared that when you see something, you won't go berserk, but because it's the art of not knowing that gets you. See, the art of not knowing is what kills you. Because at least when you know, your brain has a survival mechanism in it still. If you ain't got dementia. If you ain't got dementia, your brain, even then you might come out of it. But it has a survival mechanism and it's kicking in at a high level. It's across the country. It's across the whole world because many people are fighting back. We got some stuff. I'm glad y'all said it because I told you. I just gave you the facts. The fact is that our people, especially in Ethiopia, Musan Caddy, you got to come on. I'll be looking at Ethiopia too because, you know, that's a high order. Those of you who never seen the Ethiopia ancient mystery, they got masonry. They are keepers of the covenant. Now, they don't show you the covenant because it's one of these Coptic churches. And it's dug in a ground through, I mean, precision architecture. And to carve a mountain up, that's precision architecture.
That Ethiopian church, the reason they had to put that shit underground, because the women, I hate to say it, were tearing up their shit, them churches, so they had to move that
Yeah, this shit funny as hell.
Yeah, oh, what? Now, we seen the one in Georgia. There's one. Now, the Ethiopian church, which one we talking about? Because y'all got one over there. And we took a picture that gave to Sean Caddy and them so you can see it. It's there. It's got a little, couple good area property. It's right in Lithonia area. I was very impressed that they don't, but they got a high community. Do they act? I tell people, if people don't know what they are member now, I hope y'all know something that just happened. That's nothing. Look this up. Don't believe me. The Suez Canal has stopped. They got to now take the cargo ships underneath the Horn of Africa and then go up. Because guess what armies is now? What you think? Go look it up, y'all. Think I'm gonna go look what armies is fighting. No news coverage over here at all.
The USA is sitting over there, and these other boys is they shooting bombs over here. So they move the canal around. They can't use the canal. They're going like 3 or 4 days out their way. It's costing them a lot of money.
They're going through the Horn of Africa. That means they're going through South Africa, the tip of Africa, the bottom part of Africa, and go up. That's day. Now, I said no news coverage, so don't act like those of you who sent it to me, and I said to y'all, thank y'all. That's what y'all better be thinking. See, that's why I tell
you. Yeah, that's cargo, man. That's why the price is going up on shit.
That's why the price got to go up.
One reason.
They're making it go up on purpose. Perfectly
done. Hey, remember this. The molested cars is dead. Hey, look, they finding out that these little kids is down there going in these holes, digging up all this. And I told my boy this because me and my boy, we had a big argument about that. He said it's progress. It ain't progress. You went back down here where they, hey, you already, for rubber, you killed like damn near 10 million people. Now you back down here, you got the same people crawling down in the holes to get minerals. And look, Elon Musk, I'm not going to say he's bad. I don't know because... on a free speech thing, I love it. But I know he using those little kids that's 3 years old to go in the hole to get the minerals. So I can't support that shit.
So that's a fact.
Anybody,
now, let's go. Let's go with the movie.
Man,
Let's go with the movie. We said earlier, so keep the premise of the show. We said that leave Earth behind. You see those Tesla cars when they own, y'all. Started crashing. Y'all see the movie? Y'all see the movie?
That's the autopilot shit. The autopilot, it don't work. A computer can't. Look, you know how you and your boys roll down the street? He might drop a cigarette in his lap. He was driving right. All of a sudden, whoop, whoop. That computer can't keep up with that shit right there.
Yeah.
That's why I need, that's artificial intelligence. And say, you are the freaking intelligence. I want everybody, because I had a bunch of people arguing me, oh, artificial is better than, no, it's not better. Now, when you're on your GPS, you don't know where you're going. Because it can chart, map everything way in front of you, and you're putting it in there in advance, that's a different conversation right there.
No, hold on, let's go with that, hold on, because I want y'all to go with it. See, in the movie, if y'all ain't see it yet, it's about your GPS system. Now, sometimes I have used GPS, it's a military operation, just like your cell phone was a military operation at one time. Your cell phone was the first military, and they brought it to you so they could make money. So, the thing about this is, the operation of the GPS now, we were able to do it with maps. Remember, Google got us used to, but you could print your own directions out, tell you where to turn. You still were looking for that visually, but now it talked to you. So we got brainwashed. I'm going to tell you how we got brainwashed. I got brainwashed.
Turn left right down here.
Yeah. So I got brainwashed because
it's called
I always thought Trans Am. And sister, you know, in Buffalo, we had the auto industry, the Trans Am. Our parents was getting bad cars back in the day. The Trans Am, they used Kit, the Kit car. We thought that was cool as hell. Batman car was programmed. They always been doing this. They showed you all our early infancy.
Yeah, you know why? Spy cars. That's what they were. That's all they are.
I'm going to go alien on you.
Spy shows, 007.
Everywhere you go, they can follow you, yo. Hey, look, the cell phone is the same thing. Your cell phone is worse than the damn car.
Yeah. Yeah. The cell phone is worse than anything. And this is where the problem comes in.
Cell towers be hitting you. You be rolling cell towers steady hitting you.
It's a weapon. It's a weapon. It's a sex weapon.
Yeah.
See,
the
phone has been...
Not only a sex weapon, it's also a financial weapon, too.
Because there are people that can
hack into your cell phone and steal your clients and your customers.
Now, hold on.
You don't even know that exists.
So they also will do it for those reasons. So that's why you should be very, very careful.
You put your phone in that bag, and they can't take nothing off your phone. I'm gonna get. I was talking about yesterday. I'm gonna get that bag. I can't think what you call it. It's a certain kind of bag.
It's called a Faraday bag. I got one time from Alex Jones. It's a Faraday bag. I got it from Alex Jones.
I'm gonna get me one.
Now, the thing with the phone is, here's the phone. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all. That's why I tell people don't judge me on no damn phone. The phone, because they use. Remember, I played that tape for y'all. Operation Mockingbird, they were saying that's where they got Woody the Woodpecker was the Operation Mockingbird. That's why that's Morse code. So what happened is they use the cell phone. If you keep it on and just hear the you hear that all day, that's a bad frequency all day. All in your body. So you have to tell people, but people don't want to turn on because they have been fixated by the vibration of the phone now that you are now becoming automatons, which is what they was doing in the movie where they showed you becoming a robot back in the early days. Now, we got to play this for y'all. Because everybody's been so correct. Facts matters. There's nothing you can dispute on this program at all.
Hey, you know what, though, man? You got to remember this. You always, your mindset should be, until you understand, you shall not comply. Because once you start complying, you just another mindless machine over here.
Right.
That's the matrix right there. That's what the matrix told you.
Fight. That's second you got to fight.
Now, here's the go. Yeah. Here's your fight now. I'm going to show you how prophecy works. So you don't think it's made up, all you listen. Oh, it's all made. No, you just don't know it. When they brought Harry and the chick over to America, they were setting you up. All you know, commercial law and pirate law and mercantile law and, you know, and Admiralty law and all this other law, you know, land of the sea, you know, you talk about Sinbad and shit, really. Sinbad and the voyage of the Bible.
Everything you just said is what makes the Vatican so powerful.
The Vatican
come out the sewers. It comes out the water. Like
Venetian.
It's called the Venetian Empire. It was a canal. It's the Holy Sea. It's the Holy Sea, yo. Don't believe me. It's the Holy Sea. Admiralty maritime law to go all of the Roman Catholic Church. Like, this is why people don't peep gang. The Roman Catholic Church on all the land on the whole freaking world.
Yes, that's right.
A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been and still is a British Crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the First Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians. After America declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like King or Prince or Baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the king. In the War of 1812, The British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history. They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control of America's economy to the Rothschild banksters. Most Americans still believe that the Fed or Federal Reserve is the government. It is not. The Fed is a privately owned banking system whose majority Class A shareholders are the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn and Loeb, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Israel Seif, and the Lehman Brothers. This private banking cartel is the Fed and is never audited and never pays taxes. They print and design America's money, which displays their symbols of an Egyptian pyramid, a Masonic all-seeing eye, and the words, "In God We Trust." Who exactly is the God they trust? They also collect American taxpayers' money through the IRS. Then they loan it back again with interest to pay for roads, bridges, and other public works. American presidents are handpicked and financed by these special interest power groups. Like George W. Bush, John Forbes Kerry, whose initials are JFK, is a member of Yale University's Skull and Bones Brotherhood. The Forbes part of John Kerry's name identifies his descendancy from Captain Robert Bennett Forbes, who was a drug runner for the Rothschilds' opium drug trade with China in the 1800s. Most U.S.
Right there should tell y'all why they love China. Right there. He over there, he's still alive over there at the summit, riding around in jets. And y'all, I mean, the people, that's how you know we've been seduced. We've been seduced to be okay with
dry bones. Hey, dry bones, I'm loving that. I couldn't believe you put that on, man. I couldn't make this shit up right here. I was like, what?
Dry bones, get it again. And just, you know what? And we are all I thought I was going to also say that they changed the Constitution. That the Constitution.
They changed the Constitution.
We wonder it's different too. But that right there, that exposed every single thing about the country and why it's being ran the way it is.
They changed the Constitution.
And
that's
the thing about it
is when they change the Constitution.
Videos like this right here. Should definitely penetrate through our soul and spirit. Because when he plays videos like that, that will let you know how to play your part.
Hold on. All them married the British. Candace Owens, Serena Williams, they all married British. Just so you know,
13
how
families
deep,
of Illuminati, yo.
Yeah.
13. His name is Switch or something. 13 families of Illuminati, yo.
So maybe the time, the time zone that's in the guy zone is coming out because of the fact that we didn't know this information years ago, right? So if we look at the enemies and our masters, because we are definitely the slaves. Okay, so the slave ship never went away. So if we look at how the masters, and this is what the real slaves did, right? They studied. They couldn't read. They didn't understand. They wasn't that intelligent as them because they depressed them in reading because reading is power. You give you knowledge and information. Yeah. So when you get that power like that video, and we know our masters, we're supposed to play according to the map that they played and figure out how to win against the
that's
map
like the
that they play for. Once you have knowledge, you don't continue to vote people in.
That's
going to represent.
The
brothers was running everything in the South. They was running. Hey, we was the Republican Party back in the days. We wasn't the Democratic Party. Then we worked with the Republican Party. They was fighting these KKK. The Democratic Party was a party of the Ku Klux Klan. Look at that. So I just want you to see the narrative. So guess what? Going through the years, President Johnson, these boys changed the dichotomy of everything. Johnson said, I'm going to have these niggas vote for the Democratic Party
forever.
He fooled everybody. He fooled them because the Republican Party was always our party. They burned down cities because these brothers wasn't scared. But guess what? If they say you better be gone by sundown, nigga,
when they come, your black ass better be gone because they was going to burn your tongue down. Look, I'm a historian. I really don't like talking about this, but we talking. We family over here. Don't be mad at me because we family. We family, yo. Don't be mad at me.
No, we don't. We do.
Can't take it, yo.
Florida had that. Look, you talking facts. The facts matter on this program. Florida had it. Mm-hmm. Now, the Green Book. That's where the Green Book came from. The real Green Book.
Tell you how you could move. You can't because you couldn't. Yeah. You go to the wrong place, they'll kill you over here.
Yeah, the Green Book. The Green Book was the movie that y'all once you were good. And the real dude, and that guy who played Bell played him. The guy who played in the movie the Green Book is the same guy that's now playing in Don't Leave America, Leave Earth Behind. So now I got to play this because if Ethiopia. Now, this is the key,
That last one killed me.
Well, this is why I say Ethiopia, because now everybody's going to jump on Haitian life. But look, I had some brothers on here a long time ago. They come on here and tell me the fact. Now, Ethiopia, Brother Caddy, for sure, he didn't even embrace Jamaica. Now, I want y'all to know something. Y'all heard what he said about Haiti having to pay about America having to pay reparations to England. That means you lost the war. That means a lie about Haiti winning the revolution is a lie. They had to pay reparations immediately.
You talking about President who fought with the English and the British, France and Britain, and he beat their ass. He beat their ass too.
The
first guy was Dasselin. The Constitution, he said no white man could get land in Haiti. They changed it. Elizabeth Dautour came on here. We had her. She's an ambassador for Haiti. She came on here. But I look at stuff. I have to keep digging deep because I was like, damn, Haiti number one. But I looked at the Grand Orient Lodge. It was French. I said, damn, the Huguenots and all them. See, when you talk about the
Grand Orient Lodge number one, it's Lodge number one.
Yeah, the Huguenots, yeah. So I look up a lot of stuff. So I said, man.
So basically, Dry Bones, you're saying they didn't really win when they had to pay.
They couldn't, even though
they won physically, they won one point over, you won the game. When they signed that document, they surrendered.
I'm going to say one basic thing. If you want to find out what these people did all over the world, study Freemasonry. Study Masonry. Study the bankers in Bern, Switzerland right now from back in the olden days. They will never tell you how much money, how much gold these people stole because they go store it. Listen, don't believe me.
Study Freemasonry. The Knights Templar, all them. Now, remember now, they had to make craft. Now, I'm going to tell you why I say they had to make craft. Because obviously, they had to deal with, before they went to the West, they was dealing with the East already. Those countries already got ancient. Go ahead. Somebody want to say something? Go ahead.
Hey, this
Brother D. Go ahead, Brother D.
Hey,
I heard your voice.
If you celebrate this holiday, this happy or whatever, and, you know, April Fools and happy holiday.
I know that's right.
And,
I love it, yo.
Yeah, let everybody know that April Fool is in effect right now because everybody's still hibernating. The mind is still hibernating, getting the plan together for the spring forward. So I wanted to comment on the Suez Canal. See, you know the heartbeat of the world is America. You know what I'm saying? And these rivers don't never stop flowing.
Yep.
And the water don't never stop flowing. We got so much water and fresh water over here. And that tells you the lie is all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We got all the pressures, all the grains, the energy, everything coming from this country and flowing out to the rest of the world. And it's just, they make it like, you know, they make it like we don't have nothing here because we got so much we're not even paying attention to how much abundance that we have. And
the separation
amongst people, you know what I'm saying? Our little football fields, our little 10 yards, 20 and 30 yards that we got, You know what I'm saying? Together, we don't even stick together. And see, that's how we missing the whole thing, because we don't have communities. We don't have nothing no more. And the people who bagging all up the money and doing everything, it's the missionaries. See, the missionaries is the people we're not paying attention to. The missionaries are the ones who calling all this shit down, because that's who ran. That's who was able to interact with peoples ever since been since. You can say they kind of like the United Nations, but see, that's the whole point of the missionaries. See, nobody never fuck with the missionaries. You know what I'm saying? Because look at the word missionary.
In the land of milk and honey, yo. Remember, in the land of milk and honey, yo. That's why that's some freeing shit right there. Remember, when you hear all these people talking, all of the food that they eat all over the world, it came from over here. So I'm not asking.
Yep, everything came from this country.
I want to make
proven,
this right clear. I'm talking to my brothers. I'm not asking, bro. I'm from over here.
This land was cultivated. It was cultivated first, and we branched out to the world. You know what I'm saying?
All over the world. We're witnessing
good and bad on all levels, because that's how it always works. Water and oil don't mix, and you need both of them.
My man.
Right. You need both of them for this thing to work.
The first Euphrates that dried up was the Grand Canyon. So you know this is the land. It's a lot of, and listen, everybody.
Now, that's why they found all those ships out there. You know you're not allowed in the Grand Canyon, California.
Right? If you walk in the Grand Canyon, it'll lock you up. You're not allowed in the Grand Canyon.
You can't go to Grand Canyon.
I don't know why you said that. You're not allowed there.
You can't go there. Because that was on purpose. Why? She knew that the history of the Grand Canyon, they found so many artifacts, it's unbelievable. But again, that comes
so
from
many minerals and resources and uranium and gold and silver and copper and all kinds of resources.
I want you to just enlighten. Hey, look, this is my mama right here. Everything you said, it's my mama. America's my mama. All over the land, my people always been here. I ain't from Africa. I'm from here. Once we all understand where we come from, and it's a... I don't even want to.
Don't you think that's
the no shade on the Masons?
I'm not gonna do it. One other message I want to say. Your blood type tell you where you from. When you look and study your blood type, that'll tell you where you from.
Now, let's
your
go
blood
with
type,
oh,
your,
hold on.
Your blood
let's go
type tells you where you're from, and you're supposed to eat accordingly. And I was trying to get in touch with Brother West. Brother West, I want you to call me off the show so I could talk to you after the fact. This Brother D from St. Louis, I've been trying to get in touch with you. So,
yeah,
you know,
we need to
focus on our health.
Yeah,
so
I hope it's
4453.
No, no,
I'll give you my number right now to everybody. 404-453-3364. Hit me up anytime, y'all. Anybody. I ain't never scared my number. But brother D, he's on the same thread. I had wanted to holler at West, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you want to give me a call whenever. Never a problem. That's what we do.
Let me ask you one question. Hey, look, I had this question earlier. You told me you were going to let me ask this question.
Go ahead.
Hey, look, all of us that talk the kind of stuff, the consciousness that we believe, remember, when I say consciousness is it's in a dimension, yo. It's
what's the question?
Yin, body, spirit, blood. But now, what I'm asking, like, we
you have to be careful with
come...
the word "karn," brother.
I know. But let him get the question out.
I'm saying you got to go out your dimensional body to have consciousness, yo.
Okay, so what's
otherwise,
the question?
Otherwise, your pineal gland is dead.
Okay, but you
if
said
you
had a question.
If you can't see beyond your body, I don't even want to argue about this. This is what I'm asking.
No, I'm not. I'm going to hear the question so we can
say.
So
come on, get hyped up, man. He be hyped up.
I left Illinois. Hey, look. I'm trying not to be hyped up, man. I swear.
No, but I'm just saying. You got a good question.
I left Illinois. They were jacking cars.
I said, because that might be a good question to answer. What is the question?
I left Illinois to come down south. Now, look. We can't all come together, put together like $20, go buy 100 acres of land, buy five houses, build five houses from scratch.
Then you have to elect somebody. Houses. Now, it could be done, but you have to do what you said.
Yeah, can I answer that question for
you? Yeah, you can do that. Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It could be done.
And I don't want to fight about this right here.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am. Say whatever you want to say, sister.
Let her say. Okay, hold on. Time out. I want you to know something, bro. It's a talk show. We ask people to let you listen, let them talk. Don't try to keep going over. Go ahead, sister, talk. I want to hear from all y'all, but
okay.
You can't be dominating over the line. Go ahead. What you want to say?
Well, let me tell you something, guys. Well, I was down here. I am from Buffalo as well, and I see a lot of people, black people with no ownership in the city of Buffalo, okay? So, you know, with some of my family, I got together and I shared with them an idea, and I'm going to say it to you guys because he brought it up on here. It's going to take more than $20 to buy some land, but that's a very, very smart question to ask. Can we do this? Yes, we can do it, okay? We can put together groups of people who want some security. Okay, land brings security. And I know that most people on the other side, they may say, well, you know, I had a conversation with a brother here, too. He was like, well, you know, on your deed is joint tenant. You really don't own it because we already know, like what Drybone said, who owns this damn land? Over there, okay? So let's not use things like that to rape, okay, because of the fact that there is always ways around rape, too. You can buy down your rate. You know, I have a client that were raped at 7.5, I was able to get them down to like 5.5. You know, so there are, you know, things that you can you can group to five people or more, come together with, I'll just throw out a number. You know, if you guys have
$10,000. If you got $10,000, let's be real about this. If you're really for real, $10,000, and you say you do it on an LLC, make a name, corporation, we sign on to it, it's right legal, where everybody gets legal shit. I've done that already. I've already done that.
Right.
Let me give you an email. That means we have to come together, and that means me and have somehow.
Can I give
you
an email again?
Yeah, but hold on.
Okay, so if anybody's interested, I am a part of an organization that is putting together, going into the city, showing our young black men, because I got some black men down here that want to be mentored, young, blew my mind, right? So what I'm saying is black men might be my focus because I want to empower the black men and teach them how to go out there and they put together some money and then they create land to live on, to grow on, or to build your own apartment complex.
Hold on. This is for those of you who want to move out the member, because this is Atlanta. Those of you in the Atlanta area, take heed first. Those of you out of state, key to this is where you see your land and your facility that is worth anybody investing in. Now, if y'all got some old property, pay for instance, old property. Let me give y'all just a quick example because it's really easy. It's the new start of the whole new world, really. You got some property that y'all know has been there. Y'all can get it off of cheap. Say $15,000 to $20,000. We buy that immediately. Then we get the container homes. Something that could be easily put on the land. You don't want to go
Dumb home.
You can rent them out. You can sell them.
You can rent them out.
Mm. Now, you can make them an Airbnb.
Now, this is what I say. If y'all are able to get property,
y'all laughing when I say $20. Look, we could do this right here, but
you need 10 grand.
Nobody ain't going to do it because they just going to be talking, $20.
Five grand.
Listen. Oh, my gosh, yo.
No,
hey,
only
hey, hey, I'm down here in Georgia. I came from Illinois. I'm down here. I be riding by all the time and see all this land for sale. It's got a bunch of trees on it, but you know what?
They got
to get you some sawmills. Get you some sawmills. Cut them trees down.
Nah,
cut them.
There you go.
Hey, I'm goofy over
that's
here.
A fact. That's
I'm
a fact.
I'm goofy as hell. Yeah, I'm
that's,
goofy.
No, that's a fact.
But
that's what
some land.
You want to you want to build some log cabin houses?
A lot of people.
We cut all these big ass trees. Cut them and have them build log cabin houses, yo.
No, hold on. You,
we need land
that's where Atlanta comes in.
You still got to have
Atlanta
the material.
New York.
We're not
hold
using
on.
Plastic.
Hold on.
We're using nature's material.
Hold on. You too. You hold on. You both in New York
I'm
State.
I'm trying to say.
Y'all in different parts of New York State.
Do not want
in the middle
land
of New York State, you got a lot of farmland, everybody. There's a lot of farmland.
Well, yeah. So they want to make them smart cities, and they want to be able to monitor. That's what the most.
Now, thank you.
Can't
now, hold on. It sounds good. I know people who do it. But Buffalo, it's a lot of Buffalo people in Atlanta who got big houses. Mm-hmm. They got cabin houses all through the. It's not the new. New Yorkers are all in Florida. We ain't talking. Mm-hmm. We talking about. They know y'all moving. You don't think the people who we talking about don't know you moving, don't know where you move. You got to get a real estate agent. We saying that if the resources are going to be scarce, which is what they use as. Remember, it doesn't mean that there's no wood. They just created a scarcity to make it seem like wood. So the thing y'all just talked about the cargo ships where I'm talking about making these houses out of cargo containers, they're coming up slow. They're going to make everything go up. All I'm saying is don't fall for the okey-doke where they're going to bring in a problem because that's the Jillian dialect. Y'all been hearing this. All these shows have said it. They create the solution. We create the solution, put it on you. All I'm telling you is.
Bro. I've got a young man that I argue with all the time. He's very sharp. He's a technology dude. But I keep trying to tell him technology is never going to beat us,
Moses?
Bro.
It ain't Chuck Moses. Because Chuck Moses is a technology wizard.
Hell yeah, that's my motherfucking man. He's
okay, you be,
me.
On the, you be on
he's
the thread.
He's very
you
smart with that technology bro. Shit. But
now I know who y'all are.
I tell him, yo, man, that technology ain't going to never beat the man, yo. Never.
I'm with you. I would say that me and you would probably hold out to that. It ain't going to beat our generation. But my fear is not us, bro. Not us.
This is how it's going to be.
It's the next generation.
They're going to have
bro.
All this technology in a certain zone, in certain cities, certain things, and everybody else that don't want to be a part of that is going to be somewhere else.
Okay, hold on.
That's
I got to
play this. They didn't put it in your face all the time.
Yeah,
they keep putting it in our faces.
All the time. Okay, I got you. Now, here's a guy who put it in your face. He came on this program years ago, thank goodness. Years ago, y'all. And this is a senator. Now, look what the Senator Trafficant said. Listen to Trafficant.
I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government.
Oh,
they control both members of the House, the House and the Senate. They have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll, they'll put you in prison. It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy. Wolfowitz, is Under Secretary of Defense, manipulated President Bush, #2, back into Iraq. They pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran. We're conducting an expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country. And they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Are you an anti-Semite?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what they're going to say. And I expect that. What I am is an American. You see, I think America comes first. And we have a one-sided foreign policy in the Mideast. Greta, I'm saying this. America is in danger if America doesn't take back the government without foreign interference.
Now, that was Greta Sustrink with him.
Amen.
I got a whole show with him.
Amen.
He came on our show from St. Pete and all y'all in St. Pete and Tampa who helped us get him on this show back in the early days. And not long after, a year or two after, he had a accident with a tractor where he'd been driving for
That's
years.
That's right,
so
I remember
now. Yeah, George Trafficking.
It was an accident, huh?
So right there, that archive alone, I'm going to get ready for it because that archive alone tells you we've been on this game for a long time with the people on this program, giving it to you free of charge. Now, sometimes free is something to you. See, when something's free, it's supposed to come with, you know, gratitude and aspiration.
There's no value to it.
Yeah, people put no value to it.
Giving up your legs.
Yeah, for anything. But that's whoredom. See, this is whoredom. We have hoarded it.
Hold on. Don't talk like that. Look.
But you know, Drybone.
Steve Coakley.
Hey, Drybone, you know what I wanted to say about?
Yeah, Steve Coakley.
Okay, Go ahead. Can I say something about
I'm going to stop the show because I can't have y'all going back and forth because I'm about to go get back
to I'm not arguing with y'all. I'm just not you.
I'm saying y'all can't keep talking over you. Say something. Go ahead and make it clear what you're going to say.
Okay. Right. He just wanted someone to talking over each other is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, I want y'all to tell you because y'all got something good to say. People want to hear y'all. Go ahead. You first, then him.
Hey,
then my brother.
No disrespect. I promise you.
No, don't worry. That'll finish. You next. I mean, we know that, but brother, we just want to make sure everybody hear y'all. Y'all saying some deep stuff. It wants to be heard by your people, man. Go ahead.
Right. So what I wanted to say about that, I thought that was just like came out just recently. Until you said he came on your show, then I put the two and two together. But that right there, that segment right there, is extremely powerful to the point that I love watching the news. But since the Israel shit gone down, I don't find a safe haven nowhere because every time I turn on some shit, they anti-Semitic, anti-this, anti-this, and it's just like they don't realize what the hell's going on. So you know it's a playbook on both sides, okay? Because see, what the Democrats decided to do is they said we can't breed them like us. We'll put them on the other side and make them believe they're Republicans. And that's how it became two words. That's how it became two words. So when I watch, when I listen to Hannity, and, you know, those are people I like.
We understand.
But they go overboard.
Fox is with it.
And it's all
false.
Now,
let's go with that. Now, brother, what you go? Now, you in New York.
Pretend shit going over there just to start a war.
Okay, we got that. Listen carefully. You got to listen. I'm telling you, hold tight. I want to make sure we get everybody to understand. Using the news now to say the news is harboring the effects of this Israel thing because the news is brought. How many times have we heard the news is brought? That's you on this line. So on this line, we're really like, I know we talking to the choir, but think about y'all talking to people who've never heard this and coming on. That's why I want y'all to take this type of conversation because y'all already heard this. Y'all been validated on this program, and many of you who listen, that you know you're talking to the walking dead. Most of you know daily you're talking to the walking dead. They will not comprehend this, no way, no how. When you find somebody, that's what the scripture is about. Jesus saying, who is my family? This is my family, those who listen to the word of this. Now, the question is, most of your family, because they've been brainwashed, just like you was in the beginning, you just deprogrammed yourself from your first brainwash.
Correct.
Which is your family.
Yes,
the family is the one that taught us this crap. We didn't know this crap. Your family structure taught you Christmas, taught you all these holidays, New Year's, everything.
Mm-hmm.
The question to y'all is, you talking about generation and generational wealth. What do you see for your nieces and nephews? Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
But don't think about self so much. Think about your next, because you can die tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I've been around a couple of years already. I could die tomorrow. The question is, what do I see now will be left for them? And then I'm going to play this for you, brother. I'm going to play this for all y'all out there who are listening. All y'all was telling the truth.
Hey, you know
he
what?
Talked about the car.
Hey,
I'm talking to you. I want you to answer after this question because you've been validated.
Look, I could tell you what my family going to say. Here come your crazy-ass uncle.
Yeah, see? There you go. I've been there.
Yeah, I get that shit too, man, but I don't give a fuck, but I'd be right.
I
told the ass.
Hey,
they like to question me. Hey, they like to question me,
man.
And then I say, well, look here, y'all dumb ass. Why don't y'all question them stupid ass doctors y'all lined up and let them put that needle in your dumb ass arm?
Oh, snap.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Don't go there now. But this is for you, brother.
I just took the shot. I didn't say the word.
No, I'm saying the shot. I'm saying Those who took the shot, yeah, but here's for you what you said about the cars. You've been mentioning it all day. Here it is. Here's the news for you.
Climate action is the new buzzword, and why wouldn't it be? One world is all we have, and our world is at risk. Countries, corporates, and citizens claim to be doing all they can to save the planet from climate change. Green energy is being floated as one of the top solutions. We are replacing coal with hydropower, fossil fuels with solar energy, petrol and diesel cars with electric vehicles. EVs are being pitched as cleaner, greener, and sustainable. But are they? What's clean for the environment may not really be clean. Hidden beneath the shiny exteriors of an EV is a story of blood batteries. These cars drive human rights violations, extreme poverty, and child labor. Hello and welcome to Gravitas Plus. I'm Palki Sharma Upadhyay. An electric car runs on battery, you know that. But do you know what these batteries are made of? Rare metals like lithium and cobalt. Cobalt gives the battery stability and allows it to operate safely. It's a bluish-gray colored metal. It is found in the Earth's crust, or what we call crustal rocks. Cobalt has several uses, like in jet turbine generators, tool materials, pigments, and smartphone batteries. But its major use is in lithium-ion batteries. Half of the cobalt produced goes into electric cars. We're talking about 4 to 30 kilos of cobalt per battery. This metal is found all over the world, like in Australia, Canada, China, Cuba, South Africa, the United States, the Philippines, but 70% of the total supply comes from one country, Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Let's zoom into this country. DR Congo is the second largest country in Africa. Its GDP is around $49 billion. Congo is synonymous with conflict, poverty, and corruption. Beneath the country's red earth is the world's largest deposit of cobalt. 92 million people live here. Some 2 million depend on cobalt production. They are called négociants. Cobalt mining in Congo is divided into two categories, industrial or large-scale mining and artisanal or small-scale mining. What's the difference between the two? Artisanal mines are unregulated. Labor laws do not apply here. Neither do safety protocols. These mines produce 20 to 30% of Congo's cobalt. Some 200,000 miners work in these mines. At least 40,000 of them are children, some as young as six. These children flirt with death daily. They enter vertical tunnels. Most of them are too narrow for adults to enter. Inside, it's like a furnace. The children dig for cobalt under inhuman conditions. Sometimes they have shovels, but mostly they dig with their bare hands. They have no masks, no gloves, no work clothes, and sometimes just 20 minutes worth of oxygen. But these young children go on for hours. After digging, they crush the rocks. They wash them and carry their finds to the market to find a buyer. How much do these children make? Sometimes as little as a dollar. Cobalt is a multi-billion dollar industry. It is estimated to be worth $13.63 billion by 2027. But this money never reaches a child who is spotting and extracting the metal. In poverty-stricken Congo, even a dollar is worth risking one's life. Many die trying to make this money. ABC recently profiled a woman who lost her son to a mine-related accident. The boy was 13 years old. He told his mother he was going to the market to buy coal for her so that she could cook. Instead, the boy went to a cobalt mine to try and earn an extra buck for the house. The mine embankment collapsed. The 13-year-old never returned home. Between 2014 and 2015, at least 80 artisanal miners died in Congo. In 2019, an accident killed 43 miners. According to one estimate,
That's enough. That's enough. That's 4 minutes of what they did. It's an eight-minute tape. You should hear this. There's atrocities. And your brother told you earlier, it's progress, man. You got to look at that mindset. That's progress. Now, wait till his children will have to be doing the same thing. It'll eat at your heart when you know that it's coming to us because we watch this. Nobody says a word. Y'all are like the buzz for what's going to happen to tell the truth. That's why it's called the dry bones. And I'm going to leave y'all with this because it's getting to that time. But y'all better take a good look. Everything you
dry bones. They don't want to know this shit, dry bones. They don't want to know this shit, yo.
No.
They don't really want to know this shit. Hey, look, it ain't I want you to look up Jewish ritual murder. Pull that shit up. It's encyclopedia. It's going to blow your cap off. Let me stop, yo. Let me be quiet.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good to me. Cause I'll look it up. Leave that. That's what we do the show. We do the shows on what y'all said to us. What y'all said that
hey,
is really y'all show.
You know why, hey, look, I love you, John Ball, because you let me talk my shit, yo.
Yeah, I put it together so y'all can have something to say that would be chronicled that people been saying this. How long? Y'all should be vindicated. Hey, again, y'all with your families out there doing what y'all do, y'all just stay safe. And y'all be a haven for everybody out there.
Y'all let me know, hey, y'all let me know I'm not crazy, yo. I feel y'all, yo.
Right now at InfoWarsStore.com and thanks for right now. Let's turn on the juice. Point was, when Willie Nelson hands you that thing, it's dripping with spit. And I'm like, I'm not going to wipe this off. It's kind of cool. I'm not gay, but I was like, it's Willie Nelson. So it's just funny. I always make that joke to family when somebody has Willie Nelson spit in my mouth. And I was telling the story just the other day. The family and the friends. And I go, wait a minute. Jimmy Dore spit in my mouth. So he watched the video. I'm like, oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, I was like, is that ice cream or coke?
It was actually called August Tea. That's the irony there.
Anyway, I just fired up beyond and actually get out of the matrix. You know, I'm like in Phantom Zone on my own show weekdays. I'm on some radio stations. All the folks come to InfoWars.com. But other than that, the worst part about being canceled and being platform is they can now build this fake person however they want. And so they don't just silence you. That'd be okay. Like, go away like Obi-Wan Kenobi. No. They then built this person you're not. And so, oh, it gets worse. They run a headline. Alex Jones sends child porn to Sandy Hook members. And I couldn't go on Twitter. I couldn't go on Facebook and say that's not true. They subpoenaed 9 million emails. They said, no, it's not enough. We want all, we were dumb enough. Why are you storing it? They have 15 years of emails on the email system.
Is the show still on?
Yo?
Is the show still on?
Yeah, I'm hearing what they're saying. I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know, Brad B. Brad B called me, man, okay? We'll talk to him, man. I'm trying to find your number, man.
It's
618-660-7696. Okay, I see it on the thread, 618, man. Yeah, hit me up. Yes, sir. Right after the show.
All
right, right on.
So we got a letter from the FBI today saying Mr. Jones is a victim of this. They were actually nice and did that. And Jones is not a suspect. These were unopened emails. They give them to the FBI. These were unopened emails. He never opened. He's a victim of someone sending it to him. It's like swatting somebody. So, but all the headlines didn't say that. The headlines said Alex Jones in foul porn. Really, why am I not in jail? So again, that's what I know about these PR folks.
Yeah. Because you're running for office, but just to live your life.
Yeah.
So, let me just ask you a quick general question. How much of our reality do you think is manipulated by elites or intelligence groups?
It depends on the person. Some people are totally oblivious and pay attention to nothing except for sports or sitcoms or whatever they're into. Other people are political, both right-wing and left-wing, and think they know what's going on. When you're established the right-wing, you're in a facsimile of disinformation. When you're established the left-wing, they're really in a hologram. And then you've got just normal populist informed people from blue-collar workers up to academics that just really get the fact that the public trust has been broken, mainstream media lies on purpose, they're very nasty, they're trying to divide the country for social control. That was in the WikiLeaks, emails from a head psychologist of a psychology department, I think it was Columbia, I forget the exact one, and this is certified real WikiLeaks, and he says, we're losing because people aren't paying attention to us. It's not that they hate us or even agree with us or disagree, it's that they don't even care about us anymore. So we're going to have to go to culture war. And this is in 2016 in the middle of the election. So they're using, you know, that they legalized back in 2010, the Obama, remember?
Smith-Blunt Modernization Act.
Legalized propaganda. In fact, he doesn't cover that a lot. I've seen you do that. And so that's
cool
the CIA. So they always plan stories on the scene that came back.
One of them is pretty
like 70s. But this is directly the CIA going after you. And look, I can speak to the CIA. People always go, oh, he admits he's an agent. He admits he's bad. No, I had my late uncle was high level.
You finished with your show already?
In Army Special Operations.
Yep.